Blog Talk Radio.
Free my nigga Spody.
You know this shit do crazy. Hey, turn around.
Niggas try me, catch 50 first. Chopper so big, nigga, hit reverse. I'ma draw down on you and your partner so perfect. You won't think this shit will hurt. I can speak the verse, I can't handle the repercussions. AK clips are rushing, blood is rushing. Cold ass Swiss account, so you know my coats are Tuscan. Candy Ruskin, nigga, I'm about. Black Kush weed, nigga, put it in the L. Black meat,
come on, man.
But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What's up with the fear? Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the beat go boom, explosion. Overpowering, over the competition. I'm scouring, wrecking shop. When I drop these lyrics, that'll make you call the cops. Don't you dare stare. You better
Todd, get upstairs and take out that garbage.
Mama.
We're gonna work hard at it and make it happen. For Clocks Off,
Gunnit. Like I say, Uncle Leroy, box off. We got a new website. Go get your gear, your hats, your shirts. Hey, what they just say, go get some shoes, kind of like some 28s. They going to put some 28s on their feet, those are 29. No Willie Bob.
29 on the tip, baby.
Man, that's what's happening, baby. That's what's happening, man. I'm just so glad to be back on the air.
Hey, and, like I say, give it five, baby. Give it five. That's all, baby. We on the line. Thank the Lord for the station we on, man, to put it in the man's mind to make the maker make the hatter thing, what do, what it do, when it do, how it do. You see what I'm saying? Make it say it's all right, like Jim Shoe. Hey, we Jim Shoe, but we ain't creeping, though, baby, we rolling. You know what I'm saying?
When Cadillacs roll down the street, how do they ride?
Man, they ride
smooth. And that's all we on point, brother.
Hey, we ain't bumping and slopping. We rolling and profiling.
And no dipping.
Ain't no dipping, baby. We doing our thing. Talking about yep, yep. Hey, baby boy, you see that girl rolling, looking at us like she want to get in, baby boy. You see that girl?
Yes, sir. Hey,
she points and can I ride with you?
we gonna load them up. We gonna load them up, Black. We gonna load them up.
Oh yeah. We gonna be all good, man. It's just about having a good show, man. Enjoying ourselves, man. And having some of the brothers, man, got a place they can call in, get on the line, man, talking about they want to lock in a race. It's time to get these cars out here, man. We got a big thing on the 26th. We ain't got many days for the 26th be here. At 131, Martin, Michigan, going down.
Don't let us forget neither, Cadillac. Motor City Mafia 2, you know. That's right, the Mafia. So, like I say, man, we all in compliance, and we gonna try to do what we need to do by supporting one another and make the Midwest of races valid in this world, because I feel that, you know, we left out, I feel like. So the guys that's out here that's doing good racing and do a lot of good racing, you know, we're going to try to support you guys, man. You know, by any means necessary.
Oh, man, that's what it's about, baby. We got to support, man. If we don't support, man, it can't be no, we can't do this, man. We got to support the brothers, man, so they'll support us. It's a fellowship thing, man. We got to give homage to everybody that give us homage, man. It's about, man, keeping it 100, man, keeping it real, and keep motivate one another. Sometimes you might be feeling some kind of way, you need a little pick-me-up. Hey, we got to be able to call in and get a little something, man. Give us that edge we may need at that time.
Baby boy.
Huh?
Baby boy.
Yo, who is this? Who we speaking
with
tonight?
Come on, man. Who you think it is?
Strangler. My man, Terrell, whatever. He's a Strangler.
It's the Strangler. What's going down?
God damn, what?
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
Man, you what's happening, man? What's happening, T.T. Terrell? What up?
Not much, man. Sitting here, man, you know what I'm saying? Getting things together.
Oh, yeah. That day coming along, baby. 26, baby.
Yeah.
So how was your form, man? Everything good?
Yeah, everything gravy.
Oh, that's good, bro. I'm glad to hear that, man. Appreciate you tuning in, man. Appreciate you sticking with the lack in the bass.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you, man.
All right. Hey, Mr. Gunner Picks is on the line. He wanted to talk about something real quick. Gunner,
okay.
Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Cadillac Joe, baby boy. Kevin.
Ain't no ladies
hey,
on this Gunner, show, man.
Gunner, what's going down?
What's going down, Gunner? Oh, right, what's happening? Listen, I hear you guys are back on the show. I've been listening since you guys came on. You guys said you're excited to be back on. I want to let you guys know, Clocks Off is excited to have you guys as a part of our family. You know what we stand for. Like you said, we pay homage to where the people pay homage back, and we do support.
No doubt, no doubt.
And, you know, and baby boy, Kevin, and Cadillac Joe, don't feel like the Midwest is left out, because as long as you got people like myself and Detroit Hood TV, nobody will ever truly be left out. They people have different agendas, and they may can ignore you for a little while, but now we coming to kick the door wide open, and y'all gonna come rushing right behind us. I do want to let everybody know, please log on to clocksoff.com. It is an expanded website that we have now. The website is everybody in grudge racing, all under one roof. There will be no more such thing as you having to go around and scour this man's YouTube page and scour that man's YouTube page to see who did what. Everything is under one roof. All videographers' work is under one roof, which is clocksoff.com. And once again, you don't have to search around and hunt around and see who's doing what. We're doing it all under one roof. We're making it easy for everybody to access the racing information to see who's doing across the country. The other thing I want to say is that we will be coming out with a full T-shirt line. T-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts for when it gets cold outside. When we also print T-shirts. Tommy Guns got his shipment. Skin got his shipment. And one color pull start at $6 per shirt. That's a one color pull. As long as you have your artwork, we can do it. Terrell, I want to say, you've been looking for that video for a long time. ClocksOff.com was up and running. Now, all this footage that I've been collecting will start to be released, but it won't be released without you guys. And that's my word. Without you guys' input and without you guys giving solid feedback, I'll let it sit on the show. So once you can log on.
That's my sex tape?
Yeah, that's the sex tape too, but everything I got. And listen, I do recognize I'm a little long-winded. You know, I'm known for that. So I'm going to go ahead and, Kevin, if you could throw me back on mute and turn the show back over to Cadillac Jones, baby boy. I want to thank the Midwest for supporting me, because without Uncle Leroy, Larry, Big Sham, Little Tony, Motor City Mafia, this website, and the extra traveling I've been doing would not have happened. So once again, shout out to the Midwest. That's my second. That is my home away from home. So we're going to go from there.
With that being said,
what's up,
guys? Hey, Cadillac, kick the door in. Kick the door in, man. Kick the door clean in.
Hello?
We really do appreciate that, man. We really do appreciate that you know, we're part of a new family, and a family that cares, and a family that prays together, stays together. So I really do appreciate you, Donnie, for giving me my buddies. My brother from another money, my mother, Cadillac Joe, the opportunity to be with Clocks Off. I'd like to thank Uncle Larry and everybody in the Clocks Off family, man. I appreciate you guys, and I love you guys, man, from the bottom of my heart, man, because I was going crazy, man. I was going crazy for a minute, but I got my sanity back. My man.
Hey, what about Jay Barnes?
Huh? What happened?
You want to say a shout-out to Jay Bond?
Hey, Terrell, leave that alone, man. It's a new day. It's a new day. What was yesterday is yesterday, and what's today is today. We can't bring back yesterday, and we can't bring back the hours that passed us. So that it is what it is. That's behind us. So we moving forward with Clocks Off. And Motor City Mafia, Gun and Pick, Uncle Leroy, and the rest of the Grudge, the Grudge family with Clocks Off, and that's what it is. No harm, no foul. So what you got on your mind tonight, Terrell? What you been up to, brother?
Man, Chestnut Kyle, man.
You still messing around, man?
No, I got a little street car.
Oh, okay. I thought you was what your car. I thought you was finishing up, buttoning up everything.
Oh yeah, I'm butted up on that other end, but you know, so I got some two things to play with the track.
Right. And you know, like you know, you need everybody in your family. You can't do it by yourself, bro. You know, so
man,
like
yeah.
You know,
yeah, I have.
You need people, man. You know, and that's what it's all about, man. You know, you got people that's with you, and people that love you, man. Stick with them and make it work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said. I took a liking to you when the first time we met with the messing one another. I say, man, this dude is crazy. I never take it personal. I just know. I say, man, this guy here, he got a good sense of humor about just being a regular guy. You know, there's a lot of guys, you know, that have these race cars and stuff like that. They get big headed. They think they more than the next person.
Leon.
They got a car.
Leon, go ahead.
You know, so, and I never got that buzz from you, so I just felt, you know, that you was a real good dude, so, and that would attract me, that would attract me to you, you know, by you being a good-hearted person, so, it is what
appreciate
it is.
Appreciate it, man.
You know, and all the East Side screamers. Baby boy got love for you. I like the East Side. Ain't nothing wrong with the East Side. I got pretty women over there. I don't know how fast your cars is, but y'all got pretty women.
No, we slow on this East Side.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to go, man. Real nice and smooth, man. Real nice and smooth. So, you going to track anytime soon, though?
I'm gonna go check out the event this weekend at 66. If it don't rain.
What they got the muscle car meet up there, right? Or the,
yeah, the Super Bowl. Chevy against Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they start tomorrow, right? Or they started already?
I think it starts tomorrow. I mean, I think it started this weekend. They might have still going on Friday, but I know it ends tomorrow and Sunday.
I know. Big Rob and them, they always go there. Him and Ray Lowe and all them guys, they always go.
Yeah.
Go up there and support.
I'm in the event, man. I'm taking my car down. Turn the clock on tomorrow.
No, man. No, you ain't.
Yeah. I'm turning the clock on tomorrow at 66. Anybody want to see the whole run at 66 tomorrow? I'm turning on the clock. All out on nitrous. I'm showing my time tomorrow.
All right, gonna show that time. I like that. It got to be, hey, I'm gonna see something better than a 10-0. Make me know you can go somewhere.
Cool, I'm turning that clock on tomorrow. Everybody know. The Hawk is turning the clock.
Yeah, right, I know.
66.
Yeah, I know how
so
you
be
gonna
there.
Turn it on, Terrell. Terrell, you need to stop it, man. You need to stop it.
Man, I'm turning on the clock tomorrow. Man, I already registered, man. I'm in a shootout tomorrow at 66. I'm turning on the clock.
Woo! Get down, brother.
My brother's on the 26.
I'm looking forward to the 26, though.
They're going to tell me I can't grudge race by turning the clock on. Who the fuck is that? I'm turning the clock and I'm a grudge race.
You can do what you want to do. It's your car.
Right.
It's yours. Ain't no way nobody can give you no laws and no regulation on yours. That's yours. If you want to stand it up and go down the block, down the track on one wheel, that's your thing. That's what you want to do.
And you know what, Terrell? You made a good valid point right there, because I heard somebody on one of them shows say, if he turned the clock on his car, and he come back and try to grudge race somebody, he's not no real grudge racer. A real grudge racer is a person that don't never turn the clock on. Maybe it's a mistake with malfunction when you're going down the track and the computer malfunction on the track to make the clock do come on. So that makes you entitled to be not a grudge racer. No, man, I think that's full of BS, man.
So what if you turn the clock on and somebody still says, man, I could beat him. He's slow as hell. And they come up to you and say, man, I want to lock in and run you. You lock in and run him. That's a grudge race.
That's a grudge race. That's right. Anytime you lock in, that's a grudge race. You can beat her, show your time, everything. If a person feels they can beat it, hey, let them get out.
Yeah.
See what happens. That's where it goes.
That's true.
So, Terrell, tonight is Freaky Friday, man. All out, man. What you think,
hey guys,
man? Yeah.
Hey guys, you got Rob. You got Rob. Rob is on the line. Rob, your mic is open.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, Rob?
What's going on, Rob?
Hey, baby boy. Hey, baby boy, it sounded like you were trying to get Terrell in bed, man. That was a little freaky what you were talking about earlier.
What you mean?
He was you kind of drawn to him. You kind of attracted yourself to him.
Go ahead, man. Leave me alone, man. Baby boys, now what's going on with you, kid?
Not much, man. Not much. Trying to wait for my converters and my transmission to come back. I broke both of them. Shoot. Yeah, I had broke them at the sham race. It still was trying to go.
Well, it's one of the two. You laying some power down, or the track wasn't right. Now, which one was it?
Well, you know, they were saying.
Trans was shit, you know.
Yeah, well, that could be true. That could be true, too. Trans converter, you know. But they'll be coming back. They'll be coming back. You know, I had something. The car wasn't feeling right at the sham race, but I didn't care. I ain't care. I was trying to go. But if you beat me, you beat me. I would have probably heard it worse. But what happened was I had took some fluid out because I know they were spraying up under my car. I ain't wanted to get on my wheel. And that bad fella looked like metallic paint. I was like, damn, it shouldn't be this thick. So I took it out, sent it off. They say I broke something in converter, some pump or something. And then, of course, destroyed my trans. So I'm just waiting for it to come back because I got somebody on my list.
You got a hit list?
I don't have a hit list. I'm just trying to go for those talk show gangsters.
Talk show gangsters, huh?
Talk show gangsters.
You got anybody in particular?
Put some names out there.
Anybody is willing to run an all-motor small block car? I will run a nitrous car if he make it right. See, where I come from, man, type of racing, I do any race as possible if you make it right.
Now, if you beat me, you beat me. And I do cut the clocks on, but if you look at that time and you think that's what I run, come on. Come and get me. Yes, I do. I make sure my car stay in the magazine. You're darn right.
Right.
Yes, sir. I'm a professional on that tree. I leave you sitting at the tree. That's where my gaps come from.
Durham Cadillac Joe say do what he want to do. That's his
That's
shit.
That's right. That's yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you got a nitrous car, you even got it better. You ain't got to turn your nitrous on. Go and have some fun with your car with the nitrous off. It ain't like somebody going to know what you're doing with the nitrous on anyway.
Do your thing, baby. Do your thing. That's what I say.
Yeah, I
you
know.
Spend the money, enjoy it.
I just know guys just like to race, man. I'm going to be honest with you, man. After what happened at that event, man, all these guys have been talking on the show. It's only certain particular guys that you know going to race. You know, them East Side Stranglers, Tommy and them, you know, Leon. And you like Witt said, you know who's going to race. Don't even talk to the ones that, you know, you already know they just talking. You know? And I hope you're on this phone, Todd, because when I catch you at the track, I'm coming for you, bro. I'm sorry, I just had y'all said call out a person, man. I had to do it.
Hey, is that Minnesota? Are you talking about Minnesota, Todd, or are you
Cream
talking
soda?
About Indiana, Todd? Which one are you talking about now?
He got a bunch of AKA names on his car. What do you call it? Bullet, soda cream, pop soda.
Yeah.
He don't even know what the name of his car. Somebody stole his car right now. He couldn't even tell you if it was a Regal or a Monte Carlo, a Ford.
What?
He could tell you none of that. I bet you when his car come out, it's going to probably be two-tone. Can't call it clean soda then.
Wax soda. Wait a minute, hold on, Rock. You trying to tell me the Todd you talking about, is he a wankster or something? Let me know, man. This y'all new cats, you know, I got to get up on this.
I don't know, but I know the last time he said something, he seen my shakedown, and he was talking about it wasn't impressive. But if he would have seen that shakedown time, he might. I bet it went faster than he ever been.
You know.
But that's okay. Because that was on the power right there. Wait till I get a hold to him. And he said I'd never gap him. If he get in that car, I'm gonna put some space between them.
So what you saying, Rob? If you catch him, you definitely gonna gap.
From the start line, he said he'll race the car to the eighth. And I know some people calling him now. Man, they talking about, yes, I am.
You mean telling me Cream Soda's going to run to the eighth mile in that heavy-ass Regal?
He said he gonna run to the eighth mile. He said he going to drive it.
Nah, he ain't going
to
drive it.
That's what he said. And it ain't heavy no more for all the stuff he done to it. I told him I'm going to sit right in the bleachers when he get his first race in. And if it looks suspect, nothing like the way he talked, I'm coming out the bleachers.
Todd, you hit the one button, man. Better get on this, man. He on you.
Yes, sir. Come and get me, Todd.
Todd, get the dick out your mouth. Hit the number one button.
Big block on the motor. My goodness.
Todd, get the booty out your ass, boy. Hit the number one button.
Hit the number one button, Minnesota Todd. Man, how you even call yourself Minnesota? Ain't it cows and ducks and stuff in Minnesota?
They ain't got nothing but some cold-ass weather. They ain't got nothing but some cold-ass weather up there.
I got a question. Is there any other
races
from Minnesota?
Well, y'all trying to find him. Can I check in real quick? I just wanted to say hi to baby boy. This is D.C. Hi.
Okay, you should.
DC, what's going on, little man? How you doing, DC?
I'm good. How you been, baby boy?
I had to change the wires around on the pole.
Okay.
So you should be all set. Now, I might send a technician out to check the inside, but everything else is good outside.
Okay.
Then, well, you all set.
Okay,
you have a good one. All right.
What's going on with you, DC?
Man, I'm just hanging in here, man, just trying to keep it between the lines, man. I just wanted to say hello to you and let you guys know I'm back. I've been away for a little bit. I'm glad to hear you guys on Friday nights again, man. I miss you guys. No bull.
Yeah, you know what the round table Cadillac Joe and Baby Boy do, man. You know what's happening over here, man. You know we have fun. You know, this is one of the fun shows. We close the week out, and you know, by being Friday night, you know, people getting off work and, you know, they want to hear some good grunge racing talk and what's going on. And I'm going to ask you a question. You ain't doing no barbecuing in D.C., is you?
Not tonight. I definitely appreciate that, man. I ain't doing that tonight, man, because I got to go to work in the morning. But I want to ask you a question. How the Escalade looking right now? Is it polished? Y'all sitting on 24s? Y'all sitting on 30? What the Escalade look like? Because I ain't been in it in a minute.
We not in tonight. Tonight is Free Fall Friday, so we're in the 69 convertible coupe.
But is it enough space? Y'all got enough space to come down here and get me from D.C., though?
Hey man, that truck and that car take you about an hour to make a right hand turn. So yeah, we got way enough room. We got way enough one more room to put everybody in here.
Well, look, I'm back. Whatever y'all driving, I'm riding. I ain't barbecuing tonight because, like I said again, I got to go to work in the morning. But I'm glad y'all remember, and I'm glad to hear you guys again, man. Y'all sounding good.
Man, that's what's up. Yo, we really do appreciate it, man. I promise you, we appreciate it, man. That's fellowship enough.
Hey, no doubt, man. Definitely no doubt.
We got Tahirio. We got an East Side guy on.
Talking about Kareem.
Kareem.
Yeah.
That's his name, Kareem?
Yeah, that's a K, H.
Okay,
Kareem.
My bad.
Yeah, what's happening, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Kareem? Baby boy, you know, at Ray Lowe's party, you the one that hugged me when I said I listen to y'all all the time.
That's what's up, man. You know, I was telling Cadillac that when Big Sham and Leroy had his race, you know, it was so many people that walked up to me and gave me so much support about the show and just wanted to meet me, and, you know, a couple of guys wanted to take pictures with me and stuff like that. You know, like I said, man, I appreciate the support that we have on this show, me and Cadillac, and the people that's above us that make it all happen. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you, man, for calling in and support. And, you know, whatever you doing, you got something going on, call Baby Boy in, man. Baby Boy going to support you, man. That's 100.
All right. I'm the one that asked you to be on my team. You forgot when I called in, about 3 months ago? I was like, you can be, we know they was arguing with you. It was like, you can't talk bad about me because I ain't got no car. I was like, well, look, I'm having a car built. You can be with me if you want.
Well,
I remember you. Yeah. Hey, that was the night they rallied your cage, baby boy.
and Cadillac.
Yeah, man.
They can't rally it no more. Cause I got a little small street car, a little stock car. It ain't no cage in it, no none of that. You know, so I'm moving forward. Stock everything. Everything stock, radio in it, everything, man.
We just sitting on 28.
Nope. Stock wheels, man. I got stock wheels. I might want to try you.
Ooh. What is the car?
What you sitting on, some 216, 70, 15s?
Thrill. Leave me alone, man. I asked you what you got on your heart. I'm just trying to play.
I know. We're going to lock in with BET.
BET got some type of drag racing car, man. I don't want none of that. That man got a whole, they say that man got a whole race car with some 29s on it. I don't want none of that. But if he's sure with his, what about that Civic?
Man,
I'm a baptizing.
That's right.
Yeah, so. Like I say, man, I hope and pray is these guys in Chicago. I hope we, you know, get something going to what, you know, we doing some a little bit more drag race than what we doing. A lot of guys that still ain't got their cars out. I saw on YouTube that Fade the Black had their car out in San Antonio. He won a race and lost a race, so.
And won a punk out.
Won a punk out. So, like I say, you know, it's time for it's warm out. You know, and hope we can, you know, get to the track and, you know, try to do some racing and testing and stuff like that, more so than being on these phones, being on these shows, yeah, threatening one another, getting loud and getting irate and stuff like that, and getting it together.
How did Ground and Pound do in San Antonio?
I saw them with Cup with the Nova, with the Black Nova, and the Monte Carlo. I saw them make a couple of hits, but I don't think they grudge nobody. Don't quote me on that. I don't think they grudge. I just saw on YouTube where they just, you know, made a couple of hits and stuff like that. Detroit Hood put up a video for like 44 minutes or something like that. And I was looking at it, and they had some fast cars. There was a couple of cars that wrecked and stuff like that down there. And, you know, like I say, it looked like they had a nice time down there. So,
yep. Anybody going to Donye's race in Cordova?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be going to
Yeah, we're going to try to make it to Don Ray race on the, I think that's on the 2nd of August.
Yep. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, support that.
Hey, look here, man. Don't forget, man, check out our website, man. Clocks off.
I'm
man.
Already registered.
All right, okay, man. We're going to keep passing that on, man. You better get some shirts and some hats and everything, man. We represent.
Right.
You know
hey, man,
saying,
we all going to be there, man. Support Donye on this race, man.
Oh, yeah,
man.
No doubt.
Support that August 2nd.
Oh,
everybody,
man, no
everybody, man. Definitely do Donye race coming up, man. That's a good
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
We're going to support
oh, yeah.
him.
Oh, yeah.
That's
my man. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
First
so,
one
y'all,
I met.
Can y'all repeat that website again, please? Because I didn't quite get it. What's the website again?
Talking about
Clocks Off.
ClocksOff.com.
Clocks Off.com, yeah. ClocksOff.com.
Yep. Shannon's trying to get it like it's supposed to be.
Hey, keep it up. You know what I'm saying? You go there, pick out your shirts. You can see races at current events and stuff like that, man. I'm just going to be on it possible. Check it out.
I'm interested in on that sponsor side, on that website. You trying to get some the people that sponsor the, you know, the other races, that's
yeah.
not quote-unquote grudge races, to get them to support this.
Yeah, to get
I'm all
right.
about that. I'm really interested in
that's
that.
It, man. That's it, man.
And another
thing,
too, man,
man.
We can't forget about Big Drive. He got to invent August
right.
the 3rd after Donye's race.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
At Byron.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So that's something look up to go to, man.
Yeah, okay. We got the 26th, the 2nd, and the 3rd. August the 2nd, August the 3rd, and July 26th, man. We got to be at, what's that, Martin, Michigan. Support Lil Tony Race.
And we can't forget about Big Drag. Big Drag got his race.
We just
after,
said Big Drag.
Just said that. You want to pay attention, man.
Hey, baby boy, pay attention. Pay attention, baby.
No, I was sitting up here running my mouth. My bad. I had my phone on me, though, running my mouth. My bad.
Yeah, man, we're going to support everybody, man. We're going to get there. If you can't make it, send a check. That's how we do it. But we'd rather have you in your face in the place.
Yeah, just come. Your car not ready yet. Just come and support, man.
That's
be
it.
Be a fan.
Be a fan. There you go. There you go. That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. That's what I'm talking about. So, Jarrell, how your brother's car doing? He get his truck together yet?
Yeah, he running on the right as he's talking right now.
Oh, okay.
The big heavy duty pickup.
What'd you say?
Huh? I'm about the big heavy duty pickup.
No.
That truck or another one?
No.
Oh.
You talking about with his pickup?
Yeah. You want to race that one too?
Oh yeah. He said he'll race another towing truck.
Yep.
Anybody with a tow vehicle? You know, diesel, whatever. He'll race it. For a little money, we ain't finna lock up a lot of money on no shit like that. But just some little shit, you know.
Yep. A call up Tate, maybe he'll race his work vehicle. I don't know. You got that diesel round dually.
Yep,
yeah,
the one vehicle. We got the farm truck.
Chi-Town Farm Truck.
Yep, and it's an old
Chi-Town Farm Truck. That's what I'm talking about. Get it in.
And we wear the straw hat. So come on.
Y'all got the straw. Y'all got the straw, man. Hey, yeah. You got a piece of weed in your mouth.
Wait, you know, no, he got his mom.
To it on the straw.
Hey, it's not a piece of wheat. It's probably one of those trees. It ain't no wheat.
Hey, well, that's part of it. That's part of it. It's all burned, baby. No doubt.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, have a straw hat on with a blood hanger in the farm truck.
Hey, that's the new way now. If that's your way, that's your way.
Yeah.
They say bring it on up. They toast to the most. And they say tree it up to the most, okay?
Yeah, like a rock.
Whatever that is. There, well, we got any callers out there on the one button there, Kevin? Hello?
We need to get my man Leon on the phone, man. I see he had his car on the trailer, man. I see where he was going or coming.
You say, what's the real? I didn't hear you.
I said, we need to get Leon on the phone. See, he was towing his car around.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, well, I was supposed to go. I want to see what did he do. Where did he go? How did he perform for him?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Hit that horn. You got his number, Terrell?
Yeah, I got it.
Man, hit them up, see what's going down. This is the first night of the new show, man, so you know everybody trying to find out where to go. They trying to find that way they made a left instead of that right. They're going to circle them back around and get on the point. Yeah, hey, did you see that thing they had on Hood TV about the outlaw racers, man? Them folks trying to hook them up down there. With them stage races.
It's just what that's all it is.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I saw the last episode. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's are coming up.
Yeah.
Mine's are coming up.
But that's the inconsistency of these guys talking about they the fastest in the land, they the fastest in America.
Well, you know what happened.
Over.
You know what happened. When Daddy Dave lost that race to Tough Enough, he went back home and did his homework, stuffed some more nitrous in this shit. Now this shit moving. Now his truck moving.
I think, personally, he can stick all up to it if he wants to. I think Tough still looks too strong for him.
Yeah, they need to do a rematch for sure. They need to do. First, I didn't like that race because I already know, you know, I was an engineering major in school, and then alcohol versus gas. That doesn't excite me, but now, yeah, I'd like to see a rematch.
Well, I'm gonna say it like this here. I think that once they figured they probably could run so fast, and they grabbed somebody that was look too much for them, they got a little bent out of shape about it, and then they I think one of them shows that they called both of them and they locked in for a race for this year and they didn't do it. So I don't know. I, for my money, you give me that old Nova again.
Well, I was out there, man. Chi-Town was gonna kill those boys. All the cars that they have, I done seen them cars that they had on that they was gonna run against the OKC boys. Them cars fly, man. They had one of the cars out there that run on eight wide tires, running the low eight, high seven. He put some 29Ws on to run against those boys, but them races never got off. Only race got off was Tough. They waited 2 hours before the next race to come. That's the only thing. And then they was trying to get Chi-Town to throw a few races. It's like, we ain't come out here for that. So that OKC stuff is staged.
Yeah.
And they hand-pick their cars. You know, they'll look at some YouTube videos of some cars that run on the street, and then they'll put their twin Dominators, 700 cubic inch motors on a little turbo street car.
Right.
But, you know, that stuff be saved, man. But when they came to Chicago, they got more than what they were bargaining for. I tell you that.
Yep.
But to really get a good effect of how fast those cars is, let them go to the racetrack and let them leave off that creek. That's how you know how fast they are.
Hey, Rob, you know what, man? You just made a whole lot of sense with what you said right there. You know, I love drag racing. I love it to a passion, man. But when you got to stop messing around with those super fast cars, they shouldn't be on the street, man. They should be at the track, man, because somebody be hurting them on them things, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and it's like you racing for free, and you willing to take that chance to tear your car up for free just to have it on TV. It ain't that serious. It ain't that serious at all. Anytime you take your car down an unprepped track, you got to be really, I mean, that's crazy. Because you're going to tear up a $50,000, $60,000, whatever you got invested in your car for one pass, and you tearing it up for peanuts.
Yeah. But you want to know something though? Those cars, I mean, like the OKC, Oklahoma guys who's through the show, they got sponsors, man, and they got backings on funds. They tear their cars up, their cars will get fixed.
Yep.
So as you've been a contestant going down with those guys, those shit get fucked up. It just get fucked up. Everybody, you got to sign a waiver saying they ain't responsible. You fuck your motor, whatever. You hit something, but I guarantee the other guys get paid for.
And then you got to look at this too. They getting paid to come to your part of town and race against your car. You ain't getting enough.
And once you lose
on
too,
TV. You making the show and they getting paid for it. I can't. I don't see no
point. Hey. Well, for the exposure, you know.
What's happening, guys?
Hey,
what's going on? What's going on?
That Leon?
No, this is Melvin, man.
What's going on,
Detroit?
Melvin?
What's going on?
Not much, man. Getting ready, man. Got to come over there in Chicago, have a little fun.
What's up, Melvin? Detroit, Melvin, right? Melvin from Michigan, right?
Yep, Melvin from Michigan, Detroit.
All right, what's up, Melvin?
Not much, man. Got oil pressure finally.
That's great.
Yep. I'm going to come over there. I got to run drag, man. I'm all motor now. I ain't messing with no nitrous. I'm all motor car here for a little while.
Oh, you got a pro stock motor?
I don't know how much pro stock it is. It's just, oh, you know, one more big block Chevrolet motor.
You know, drag, that's what he running, a pro stock. It's the best of the
best.
Yeah,
well, he got that new Chrysler car with the Hemi in it. Right? Or that dart or whatever it is, you got that dart. Yeah, I'm coming to do some match racing with him at his race. I'm gonna see if I can get that full day so I can do
Hey, excuse me. We got somebody got some background noise. Did you mute your mic? We can't hear. Appreciate that. If you hear me, I appreciate you mute your mic. We got some background noise. Go ahead, Melvin. How you doing,
yeah,
Melvin?
I'm doing fine, man.
Man, it's Cadillac, man.
All right, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Glad to hear you on, brother.
Yeah, man, you know I was calling in to support the show, man. Keep things rolling.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate all that.
Go ahead and
so
check
what kind of car you got,
Melvin? I got a little Monza I'm messing with right now.
A Monza?
Monza.
Chevrolet Monza.
Oh, Chevrolet Monza. Oh, okay. Oh, man,
yeah,
that's old school there.
Yeah, yeah, old school.
Super
come
light.
And play with
super
drag.
Light.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you talking about trying to get down. You got one of them Morrison motors or something in there. You flying. You ain't winning, man. So you giving up a car, too?
I got one of Melvin motors in there. It ain't no Ray Morrison.
There you go. That's right.
I wish I could afford one of those. I sure enough make some noise.
You put a Melvin together, though. You put a Melvin together, so, hey.
Yeah, we're going to go down through there. We're going to go down through there.
That's
keep oil pressure.
That's all that counts.
So I got a few more little things to do to it. And like I said, I'm going to try to make it to Donyer. So I'm going to come over there, try to get over there on Saturday, go to Donyer race, and go to Sunday and race with Drag. That's all I want to do is just race against Drag, man. Have some fun with him right now.
That's what it's about, man. Engage and having a good time.
Yep, come have a good time, man.
Hey,
a couple
I look
old schools
you,
going
yo.
Down through
look
that.
Forward to see.
All right.
No doubt.
I've been working on it. That's what I'm working on the folks, especially just to, you know, to line up to have fun with Drag.
So you saying, you telling us that your inspirement was run Drag. That what inspired you to put it all together.
Yep. That's all I want to do is just race with Drag, man. Yep.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Rest of the game is all good, but, you know, I just watch and support and stuff like that, but that's my main thing right there is, man, just to have a chance to race against Drag, man.
Hey, that's what I call it. That's a drag. That's a racer. Grudge race.
Yep.
But main thing, just a racer. Just want to engage.
Yep. Come on and engage.
That's
put on the show
thing,
for the fans there, man.
Now, you said something there, Mel. Put the show on for the fans. That's what it's about.
Oh, yeah.
Give them something to
talk
about.
I love the fans, man. You know, I like entertaining them, make sure they're having a good time, man, with the cars running. Put on some racing for them.
Hey, that's what it's about. Having a good time. Showing up. Showing out.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to go back on mute, man. I'm going to keep on listening to you guys.
All right, appreciate it, Belvin. I appreciate you tuning in, bro.
All right, and make sure you check some traps now and get that stuff out them traps, all right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Melvin, I'm already ahead of you on that one, baby. I'm good.
All right, man.
I got a clean slate, Melvin.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right.
Hey, Jarrell. Jarrell. Baby boy.
Yeah, what
y'all doing, man? What you doing, man?
I was just listening to you talk, Mr. Mel, but I was just chiming in. But man, that's what it's all about, man. If one guy intrigues somebody to try to race each other, race one another, man, that's what it's about. If we want to race Drag, get it in.
Did you hear what the man said? The man said that he want to race Drag, man. That man inspired him. He just want to race. That's a whole lot, man.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot.
That's great, man.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's what these shows, what I show, I want to be about, man, make somebody come out the bushes and just push the one button, man. Man, if I get one to do it, man, one could be 5-5, could be 25-5, could be 25, could be 100-5. It's just coming out the bushes, man, so you don't feel that you're going to get all jumped on and this and that, man. Just have a good time. Have some topics that, you know, everybody can engage in, talk about, and, man, get some enlightening about. Be educational, man, so we can, you know, get a little bit of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Because knowledge is power. You follow me?
Yep, that's what it's all about, man. It's a lot of things a person with a car that don't know the ins and outs that Drag know, and the guys that's been around this stuff and been around these cars so long, they know the tricks of the trade, you know. So that's why certain guys are respected and honored like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, you got to be able to teach one another a little bit about the game, man. The stiffs and everything. Because if you don't listen to the stiffs, you can get stiff. Follow me what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hey, where's Big Will at? Big Will ain't on the show. Hey, Kevin, you see Big Will? Hey, Jarrell.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. Hello?
He was calling your name. I don't know where he went. He must have been on mute or something. I don't know. But who inspires you, Terrell, to start really, you know, drag racing and stuff? Somebody has to, in one part of your life, as it was younger, older, to, you know, to get you a fast car and, you know, go fast and stuff like that. Who did that for you?
Man, Three Lugs and Beers.
Three Lugs and Beers.
Yeah, that inspired me, boy. One for those guys. I don't know why I'd be in drag racing.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Jarrell.
Yeah.
Hey, did you, you got Big Wheel number?
No, I have his number.
Oh, okay. Hey, if you talk to him, tell him I owe him some money.
I won't
have no problem. I owe him some money.
Okay. He probably Q in. He listens.
Huh?
I said, Big Wheel go hit number one button. He listens.
Okay. Yeah, but to go back to inspiring, man, that's, you know, back in the day, that's what inspired me. Drag, Star Child, man. We had a whole bunch of guys. Rudy had James. All those guys from back in the day, man, they had cars, man. Dude, they didn't care what size tie you had on your car, man. You come to race, they going to try you, man. They ain't studying you. Only thing they say, they hope you brought enough because you're going to need it. Because they carrying the mail on you. Mountain Dew, our Mountain Dew was a fool. Him and T, his brother She was a fool, boy.
Yes, they was.
Then T, that was my man. Then you had Ruff, Johnny Wattbug, all
yep.
Those cats, man. Yeah, we used to have a good time, man, on Dodie Road, man. Go down to Steak and Eagles on Saturday morning, man, fill it up. Or stop at Leon Barbecue, cheese and beans, get it in. Just a few, but we used to have a good time, man. Them times not like it used to be. You have our friendly dice game up under the lights. Yeah, we have a good time, man.
The thing is, too, Cadillac, nowadays, police, you get caught drag racing, they want to take your car, they want to crush it and all that old stuff. And, you know, nowadays, you know, about safety and stuff like that. That's why I say it's good with them fast cars to, you know, just go to the track, man, and be a little bit more mindful and a little bit more safe, you know, with your equipment, you know.
Yeah, but you got to think, see, this number one thing, cars now way faster than the cars back in the day, way faster. So, you know, it's a different era now, you know, it is what it is, man. I go to the track. Some cats still go on the street, and I ain't going to the street. That joke get up there riding, boy, woo, wind blow the wrong way, you gone. You ever know
it's on that outlaw, those guys be running, and they be all over the road trying to keep up with the car, man. I'm like, man, come on, man. Ain't no way in the world, man, that much horsepower, you'll be zigzagging and crisscrossing, you know, and you spraying your own turbo trying to catch another car on the street.
Nah, that ain't happening, man. That's just fronting. Hey, that's what they call good editing. That's all that is.
Yeah.
Because them cars moving like that around like that, dude, them cars be done shot off into the field.
Right.
You know that, man. You know that. I watched one episode, man. Them cars left so close together. Then the car went to going back and forth like that. Nah, dude. Man, that's when I really felt like they wasn't real. They just trying to make a good show, that's all.
That's all. Just like a movie.
That's it. Man, they doing their thing, though, man. Like I said, everything got its purpose and whatever it is in life. You know, you got to know how to get it together and have fun with it, but make it real. That ain't real. I go to the track. Let me get to the track. Now, I take a stock car, factory car, I get out like that, and you got to watch some of them because now some of them got them young biters on there. You have to watch it. They got them on the front and back. Yeah, to make sure you're on a good concrete street. It's so many different, how would you say, it's all different type of styles and forms and fashions of cars out here now. All of them got little tricks to the trade. If you don't know about them, you'll lose it.
Hey, Cadillac, I don't care how much concrete you got. If you land some power down, man, that car get wild, man. You gonna mess around and hurt yourself or hurt the car once.
Yeah, well, you got some cars you can go out there. You got some. I'm talking about a factory car. You can kind of tame a factory car quicker than you can a race car.
And that's
suspension to tune into the track, into the street quicker than a race car will.
And that's what them guys got. Them guys got full-fledged race car with Willie bars on them and everything. Going down
yeah.
a... But you
they
know
going
what,
down
though?
a one-lane road, and they like butter toast going right next together like a peanut butter and jelly.
And I respect the guys that used to race on Dirty Road, man. You see how that narrow Dirty Road is, narrow that Dirty Road is, man. And for them guys to hold them cars down through there, man, a 9-second car, a 10-second car down through the Dirty Road, a quarter mile. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I could imagine the upstairs, what it felt like, trying to get to the finish line.
But see, the thing about that, baby, let me explain one thing to you. I was one of them cats back then. Baby, when you're young, you don't care. When you get seasoned, you care. If it just shake, you get out. That's just real talk, man.
Hey, Cadillac Joe.
And I remember, yes, sir.
Do you remember a car called the Rainmaker?
You say what?
Do you remember a car called Rainmaker?
Rainmaker.
Yeah,
that was a Camaro?
It was a Dodge.
It was a Dodge. Rainmaker.
It was a Dodge, one of them Chrysler cars. The owner was Big Dave. His name, I call him Uncle Big Dave because my pops was good friends. But they say he used to have the
what color
prettiest
was it?
Stuff. It might have been a teal or... maybe a teal-like color, or grayish or something. It was one of the first chassis cars brothers had. He was one of the first guys to flip his car on Dodie across the expressway.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I remember Cass with the Friendly Ghost. That old, I think it was a Dodge. I think that car was a Dodge. Oh, Cass with the Friendly Ghost.
Casper? No, Casper wasn't. That car sound familiar.
The white car with the Ghost, but the Casper on the side of it. I forgot the name. I forgot who owned that car, man. I think some guys out of by the Grove. I think they used to own that car, man. I remember that car. I remember Starfire Lady or Starfire Child or one of them cars. I remember a couple of cars, man, as a kid coming up.
The Casper. I remember that car. I'm trying to remember what kind of car it was.
I think
Was it a
Nova or a Boost?
I'm not sure, baby, because I remember they had a, it was a car called, I bet you can't, Shorty, he had a Camaro. See, that was a 68 or 67 Camaro. Then you had a guy named Jeff, he had a 70 Chevelle, was red and black. Then you had Big John, you had Rudy Starchild, you had Larry, had the Duster. You had Vic, you had Tony, they had Dusters. Man, it was so many cats. A lot of them, I forgot their names, the names of their cars.
Hey,
but I
do
remember a
car
had the Casper. Had Casper was on the front. It was on the trunk, I believe.
side of it too. They had it on the side of it too. Hey, but you know what though, Cadillac? Since you said that, you know, back then, Dirty Road was like they would grudge race each other and then go to the track and still turn the clocks on, or they turn them off, they leave them off or whatever.
Man, dude, back then, man, look at here, man. Back then, them guys didn't care nothing about what size tie you had. They didn't care nothing if you had a big block or you had a small block. Only thing they cared about as long as you thought you had enough and you had some money. That's all it was about. It wasn't all these different stiffs they have now. You could have guys run bikes. Bikes used to send cars out, give them 10 cars, and go get them. Back in the day, Jimmy Hayes had a 78 Monte Carlo, and it was a guy that was in the 100 that gave him 25 in the bus. And he came and he won because Jimmy Carr shifted messed up on him. That's the only reason he caught it. Dude, these guys are way out races, man. Back in the day, that was going down.
Hey, guys, you got Big Will on. Big Will's on.
Big Will on the line. Big Will, what's going
on,
baby?
Hold on. He dropped. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Oh, he dropped. Okay.
Now, you think, and that kind of like, do you think that's now, it's a problem with racing now with all the stiffs? Instead of just run what you run and stop trying to say, if a car sit like me, I don't like, I can't stand to hear that. If he sit like me, I'm a racer. That's putting the black eye in the game.
No, that ain't putting the black eye in the game. Only thing that do is give a guy the opportunity to get out the race, man. That's all that is, man. You can't get mad at the game. Be mad at the game. Don't be mad at the player. That's how it go. All it is, if you're a drag racer, you have to be able to know what you're racing. You got to pick your poison. That's all it is. Everything look like gravy ain't gravy now. I remember it was a guy, it was the hillbillies from K.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Yeah, hang up.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star.
That's not me, Kevin.
Don't
mute my mic, man.
Huh?
That's not me, Kevin. Don't mute my mic.
No, he's trying to find it, man. Calm down. He's trying to find it.
No, I heard it say muted.
Yeah, he was trying to find the find where that's coming from. That's all, brother. But yeah, man, that was back in the day. I mean, if they came up here from down south, they had an old Dodge. It was a big old Plymouth. Man, that punk looked like a big old ship. Man, that car got over there and knocked, I think he ran Skin or he ran Ed. Ran Eric, I think it was. Man, that joker knocked him off, man. They couldn't believe it. That punk, he finally had a Hemi in it. That punk was, that punk laid there and knocked him off. So you can't judge a book by its cover, man. You can't judge it. Can't judge it, man. That's just real talk, man.
Well, that's what I was getting at. That's what I was getting at due to the fact that, you know, yeah, I say, well, if you look like me, I want some action. If you look like me, I want some action. If you look like me, I want some action.
They don't want no action, man. They just talking, man. They just talking. They don't want no action. You can put a car and look just like them, then they're going to find something else to put a stiff on, dude. So that person there, you look over them. Like I said, you got to know how to pick your races. That person don't want a race, man. They want a gift. That's all that is.
Because I saw cars that you can drive around, man. I'm talking about cars that flat hoods on them. I'm talking about this completely stock, no cage in it, and that can do the Watusi.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So.
Hey, let me tell you this here. I seen this on YouTube. I was watching this video. This guy had a 67 Nova, He drove it, I think, about 150 miles to the track, man. The car laid there with a 780, and he won, and he won the race.
That's
so,
Larry Lawson.
Who?
That's Larry Lawson. They drive. They're in a circuit. They're in a circuit where they got driving cars almost like 1,400 miles through track. And they drive them. They actually drive these cars. And what they do is, you know, now being either some of them nitrous cars, some of them turbo cars, some of them pro charger cars and this and that. But, you know, like I say, due to that, would you think a guy like a Baz would jump on a guy that's driving his car to the track? Hell yeah, I think hell yeah he'll jump on a guy that's driving.
Yeah.
He knows, I'm training my car, you driving your car, he gonna jump on him quick because he feel like
he think he's sweet.
That's
right. Exactly. That's all I'm saying, man. So you can't always judge the book by the cover. Big Will, where you at? Big Will, get back on.
No, he's in the woods. He said he'll call right back when he got the woods.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. So, you know, like I say, it's all in who playing the game, man. You got to remember, it's all who playing the game. Once you get out there with your car, you're flying out. Who?
Mr. D.
Hello? D, what up, D? What up, D? D.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who that, Big Will?
He say that Kevin say D was on. Come on with it. Come on.
I'm here. All right,
come on,
with it. Yeah, I'm here. What's up, D?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
What up, man?
What's happening? You've been getting back. What happened, man? I've been waiting on you.
You say what?
You've been calling me back and seeing today. What happened?
I called you back. You told me you was going to hit me back.
Cadillac, I'm sorry, man. I'll be in that truck so many people be calling me.
Don't come on here with that, man.
Hey, I got you, man.
I'm
getting younger now, so I'm going to forget who I called and who talked to me, you know.
I understand. I ain't mad at you. But you had to like make it show you understand it, baby.
Hey, look,
how you feeling tonight?
Oh, it's all good, man. Listening to the show, taking in some drag racing talk as usual. I heard you talking about that race with James when he gave that 25 in the budget. That's 30 in the crack. 30 in the crack. Yeah, that's what the original was.
Okay.
I was there when he came with it. Yeah, I said
that was
the
race,
right
there, boy.
Yeah.
That was on Dodie Road. That's right.
He had one where he spotted Ozzy and went off in the ditch and come out and caught
him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah, man, that was some races, man.
Yeah, well, see, the difference in racing back then, man, didn't nobody tell you what size tire to have on, how much nuts you could have and stuff of that nature. They said it could be, they tried you. They didn't ask for a spot to steal, tried you. Guys, today, I hear this talk all the time about if I approach you to run, I shouldn't ask for a spot. That's the biggest hogwash you ever seen. If I approach you to run, if I initiate the race to you, what's wrong with me asking for a spot? Hey, Cadillac,
that's
I can't
right,
run
you
here.
Right,
I can't be here. But if you give me a little something, I try. That's the biggest, you know. It's just garbage, man. Exactly. I mean, that's what it is. What it is, you know. That's the whole cut and dry. It is what it is. No such thing as I shouldn't ask you for a spot because I initiated the run. You know.
All day long, brother.
I like the word.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
I got an answer for you. Come on.
Who inspired you to get involved in racing and getting your car and stuff like that? Who inspired you?
Baby, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to believe this, and you might. I was about, well, let's see. I was about so many age old, and we was on our way to Mississippi. I was riding a 68 Chevy, which I thought I was in love with. An old man pulled up beside us, an old white man pulled up beside us, and he put the car in neutral and snorted it. It was a 63 Wildcat. When he snorted the car, my grandfather, my uncle looked at my grandfather and nodded to him, like, go ahead. And he called on it. When he called that shiver, the old man called on that beauty, all you get here was them glass back. And he ran clear out of sight of us. He ran so far in front of us until when you get off of 57 to make the turn and get up on 55, the old man was sitting with the rocket pound waving as when he went back. And I see that boy right there, and I see that shot crazy I was out the keys. I said, if I ever get grown, I'm about to be a 6 year old Wildcat brand new.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that Wildcat
that was
no joke.
And then from there,
wow.
I met this young man named Otis, you know, and back then, Trice was one of the fastest guys I had ever seen in life, you know. I thought my cousin was running what they call a flat mile down south. But when I got here and run on Trice, I thought he was one of the fastest. Trice had a 72 Monte Carlo, I believe, that could run 12s, man, and drive the thing everywhere. And I thought that was astronomically smart, you know, fast for that time. But I just couldn't get away from that old man whooping us. And that was my inspiration to racing, you know, along with my daddy. He did it. My uncle, they did it, you know. But that was really pulled me in right there.
No, I know you're right.
That's the thing about, you know, some of the, it's a free fall Friday, so we were just, you know, just asking certain questions, you know, to some of the guys that's been, you know, involved in drag racing throughout the years and decades and stuff like that, you know, with drag racing and stuff like that. So it really does for me personally, it was my dad, you know, and you guys, you know. Seeing you guys on the Oz and the Cosmic, Damon and Forby, Doty, Skyway, and stuff like that pulled me into it, you know. And when I was old enough to know what was going on, I was hooked.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, baby,
that good gas and that good VAT.
Back then, man, we created racing, you know. Guys on, and I'm going to tell you a guy today that really tried to create some racing. And people don't like him, dislike him, whatever. I think he's cool. I never met the man face to face, but I think he's a real smooth brother. I like talking BS to him on the air. And that's the greatest race of the year, Wick. I see Wick sometimes, well, I hear him sometimes, and he really be trying to create some racing. Man, back in the days when your daddy had his car and I was racing, contrary to what people believe, contrary to what people say, we've had some calls come through from guys saying that D's riding on D.D. Coattail and D never did. Just, you know, let me tell you guys something so you guys will know this. Mr. D and Larry's show is about real. We're not about BS. You know, I want you guys to tune in tomorrow night. Same station, same channel. Clocks Off Radio. We'll be doing one more again. But my thing is, I was racing beautiful years before D.D. started racing. When I met D.D., he had a big block Chevrolet racing. You know, I don't know where they got that from or where they got get it from. I think it's just a new jack of racing that don't really know his history of racing, man. Because if you did, I'm the first guy to ever in the history of a black man to run 10s with a beard. First black guy to run 9s with a beard. And I did it on motor, no nitrous. So for the guy that's calling, stating that I rode D.D. Coattail, you need to know what the hell he's talking about before you make those kind of comments. Second thing is, like I said, Wick is one of the guys that I look up to in today. Look up as far as trying to initiate racing. I think he really do try to initiate racing. Guys, today I see him trying to get out of racing more so than initiate racing, you know. And that's, to me, is the biggest difference in when we was in the street. See, because let's say we couldn't get a race off. We wanted to gamble so hard, man. We would get in cars and go try to drive out the rain if it was raining. If that didn't work, we put in crap table and started gambling. I ran a gas for $800 on foot. You know, so it was just the way it was then. And the only somebody I see, I won't say the only one, but the main one that I see that really, to me, tried to create racing that way is Wick.
Well, you said a mouthful with that because, you know, with the people that Wick got that he come up around and stuff like that with Bobby Cole and Mark and stuff like that, and Perry and the rest of those guys, you know, Junior Griffith. I might be leaving a couple of more guys out, but that's what they did. You know what I'm saying? They tried to create a drag race more so than run from it. And these, that, yeah. Well, that's what's wrong with the game today, I think, is they try to run from a drag race five. Man, lock in. Lock in, lock in, lock in. Man, man, stick all that locking in. If back then, when I was looking at guys that was racing, they would say, well, I will be here. I'm going to be here at such and such time, and I hope you're ready. You better be ready. And God forbid if he wasn't ready. They're going to go back. They're going to go to teasing it. You ain't got your car ready. And this and that, you this and that. But it made the game more attractive because they was trying to go. It was more. It was money for them.
Yeah.
And
you know, that's the key right there, baby. It was money flowing. You know, guys don't have that. Guys that I know of, they don't have that abundance of money like they did back in the days, man. And that money does change things. And believe it or not, money makes a difference. I mean, I don't let no one tell you nothing different. Money makes a world of difference than whatever you might do. You know. If you get it, you sort of like doing good. If you don't, you kind of like doing bad. And that's just how it is. You know? Like it or love it, that's the law.
Hey, that's true. That's true, though, because imagine, you know, you got a race car, but you got money to gamble with it. How you on grudge race?
Right, right. I'm glad, you know what, bro, who's that? Who's that talking? Darrell?
Yeah.
Darrell.
Hey, what's up, Darrell? I'm glad you said this. Let me ride on something here. I myself, being an older guy, man, I wish they would leave it alone, but I know it's not going to happen. People that don't know what they're talking about should ask someone before they start talking. Can anyone on this radio tell me the difference in grudge racing and drag racing?
It's the same shit.
I'm going to tell you a little difference. The difference is it's money between two cars. If you're drag racing,
it can be money between two cars. If you're grudge racing, it can be money between two cars. The only difference in grudge racing and drag racing is the word grudge versus drag. Drag indicates I'm just going to race you. Grudge means what it says. The word grudge indicates I have an ought against you. I got something against you. I'm going to get it off my chest. It doesn't be something physical, but it could be I want to get this race off my chest. So we started using a newer word. We called it grudge. And guys honestly holler about, man, if he class race, he can't grudge. Why in the hell he can't? Back in the 80s, you know how many class cars we bought just to drag race with? But I really wish they would stop saying that because there's no truth to it. There's no merit at all with it. It has no weight, man. Guys bought class cars to grudge race with. Sole purpose. Tell me I'm wrong, I'll wait. I'm listening.
That's true what you said, though.
You make all the sense in the world with that. Because I can't beg the difference with that, you know. And that's what I think. That's what makes messing the game up in 2014 with the new with my era, because I'm 37 years old, and most of the guys that's doing it is my age or older or younger, whatever. So you know. Guys that with fast cars, the new cars, or what have you, and the new technology that they came out with the instead of the carburetor, you got fuel injected, and you got this, and you got turbo, you got it goes without saying, due to the fact that you got so many different types of horsepower, and then you got guys with pack size and. This and that. You set your car up, and you said one time, D, you say you doing your car, and you buying the parts the way you want to do your car. So if a guy trying to race you, you say, man, this is what I bought. You gonna run me like this, or going up the street? Then you won that race.
I got a few more street bills to knock off. I'm getting them done. Bruh's first in line. And once I get them knocked off, man, listen, I'm going to take my car back and get a few things done to it. But I have a set of 15 or 16 33s on it. Either you going to race or you not. And for those that think I won't have any fun with the car, listen, man, me and my son are going to have plenty of fun racing. Whether I race for money, trophy, or just rubber down the freaking track. We're going to have plenty of fun racing. You don't build your race car to please the fans. You build your race car to please yourself. Fans just haven't come along for the ride. And we'd be glad that they did because we need them. They are very, very important in this game. But you don't build your car to suit someone else's taste. If Baby built his car to suit my taste, he would never be as fast as I am or faster. Because I'm going to tell him what to put on there. And I would never have him faster than me.
And you only build a car, like you say, you build a car the way you want to build it. But, you know, if you class racing, you got to build a car to fit that class.
And you still build it the way you want to build it. You build according to your price, but you have to still go by class rules. That class has certain rules that you have to abide by. And you abide by those up until you find where they cheat. When you find where they cheat, you deviate away from it. And this is what you do. Class races run according to the rules and regulations until they can come up with a way to cheat the system. And when they do it. And to prove what I said to be true, yeah, look how many pro stars are getting caught spraying nitrous from can to can from different ways and different places. Why? Because they felt like they had found a way to cheat the system. And there's only two type of races, cheaters and losers.
You want to win some or you want to lose some? Now, which one you want to do?
Like I said,
the main thing of the game, you got to know how to be smart when to be smart.
That's it.
That means you don't let the left know what the right doing. Because, you know what you just did, D.C. They didn't catch what you did, but I did. See, you let the cat out the bag what they used to do. You understand what I'm saying? To be competitive out there, because that's the only way you can find out how things went. Am I right or wrong?
No, I have to say you're right, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
You're definitely right in what you just said. That's why I give them a big. That's what I said earlier, man, for people that think I don't know what I'm talking about. Man, I'm 700 years old, and I've been doing this over 40 years. I didn't just come into racing yesterday. I raced in Mississippi before I hit Chicago. I was old enough to watch it and learn about it. You know, I grew up down there watching the Flying Mile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in this city since 67, so I've been watching races in this city for a long, long time. I've seen guys go fast. I've seen guys go slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen guys try some of everything. Hell, I had a 70 deuce, and I had a Vega come from around the curve, and I couldn't move until I see his back light. So, you know, trying some of everything, man, you know.
What you just say? Now, see, they don't know nothing about that.
I go back, man. We couldn't afford sleep. We just put a snow towel on one side. You know.
Hey guys, we got Grudge Race of the Year on. Wick's on.
What's going on,
right?
Bro, Wick, what's happening, bro?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Hey.
What's up,
hey, man?
Yo.
What up, man? It's Cadillac, man. What's happening, youngster?
What's up, Cadillac?
Man, you what's happening, man? Grudge Race of the Year, man. Everything going good?
Yeah, man. We ain't doing shit around the shop trying to get ready, man. Swapping
all
tires
right,
and shit. Trying to get ready. We're going to that down Alabama
good.
Tomorrow or something. Tony Banks race
over
there. We putting these slicks on, but they ain't gonna work. Their radio ain't gonna work over there, so we scrapping these damn slicks on. And getting the trailer ready, goddamn, finna get ready to pull out in the morning. Go over here and try to gun butt naked at it now.
Hey, Wick.
Yo.
Hey, one quick question. Sleepy called me today. He wanted to know where that race is at. I'm gonna try and get him on the line real quick.
Okay.
If you let everybody know where that race is at, he wanted to go there tomorrow. I'll try and get him on.
Okay.
I'll try and get him on. Let people know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's in Lassiter Mountain. I think that's Mount Olive, Alabama. It's about 20 miles from Birmingham. Called Lassiter Mountain Raceway.
Hey, guys.
30 miles. From Birmingham.
I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna go on mute for a minute. Let me say this. It's been a few weeks now, but still, man, let's not forget Brother Sleeper did get burned out. For those that hadn't tried to, for those that have, we want to say we thank you and appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
No doubt.
Yeah, we're going to try to get something together for Sleep ourselves from now on, boy. Yeah, it's been a bull of hanging together for sleeping.
Man, Wick, you know, anything is appreciated when you're in that situation, man, because you never know when.
Yeah.
The next door, you might do it, you know.
Right.
Right. All right.
But, yeah, we're going to be at the track over there, Tony Bynes. Prime Time putting on a race over there in Alabama. Him and Real Tree running for, I think, $5,000. We got to run butt naked over there, and probably plenty more grudge racing to be going on. I think they got a small tie shoot, small block shoot out. And then we're going to go to Starksville Raceway the next day. Prime Time going to follow us over there. It's West Point, Mississippi. We're going to go over there for a Mark Hitman race. Try to go over there and do a little grudge. Try to put some points on the board, baby.
Now, how you and Bo Naked run that way? If I ask, how that race coming off?
Just head up. 8 mile pro treat, 28 to 28.
Okay.
Big block nitrous.
Bo Naked big block?
Black, yeah, but nigga, hell yeah.
Okay. Which one of your cars you running with?
We running with Junior.
Oh, okay.
Black Mustang.
Okay. Should be a good race, yeah.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good race.
Should be a good one, yeah. I know you're looking forward to winning, but that should be a good race, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We hoping we got them to do a drive-by on his ass again. So, it'll be good, you know. We got to get over here and try to get down on these damn slicks, so. It should be fun, I guess.
Hey,
Whit.
What's going on, Uncle Larry?
Hey, Whit.
How y'all doing? Whit.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Y'all like
hey,
your
question,
boy.
Hey, what's going on?
Terrell. Oh, man, Mr. B. How is everybody doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I want to come in and make a little commentary. I kind of heard Mr. D earlier speaking about Wick, when that Wick make a lot of things happen. He always have made a lot of things happen.
He didn't hear that, Larry, but don't tell him. He didn't hear that.
Wick was on the telephone that he make a lot of things happen when he, even when he has to drag race his own self. I've seen him race his own cars. I've seen how he worked the fans, all the fans that come down there from Memphis, wherever they are very, very supportive of him. So that speaks a great deal about what he's doing. He's not just drag racing, but he's working the fans too, you know. And I have to give him all the credit in the world for that, you know, because that's what it's all about. You work the people and you work the track. You know, Wick, I just want to tell you, man, what you're doing, man, I think it's a real, real good thing for the drag racing world.
Well, I appreciate it, Larry. I try to do what I can do. I just try to keep it real. That's all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep it real with the fans, keep it real with myself, you know, keep it real with my team and all the grudge races, you know. Try to
yeah.
just keep it 100. That's all I can do.
Well, I have to give you that credit. The reason I'm giving you that credit is because I see a whole lot of people that when they get so big and they waistline,
mm-hmm.
if they don't worry about the fan. They walk around with their head up in the air, so far and so on. I see you how you be working the crowd. I see you how you be with everybody. And I just wanted
yeah.
to make commentary on it because Mr. D had mentioned it. And when he mentioned it, it was the honest truth. So just keep on doing
yeah.
what you're doing, man.
Yeah, well, that's why we call Mr. D the professor. Shit. he see a lot of stuff that we don't see. In the grudge game, you know. I think that comes from a lot of experience being around and stuff.
Uh-huh.
We didn't, when Mr. B come on at first, we was kind of hard on him and stuff like that. But we had to grow to know him, you know, and know who he was and what he was about. And so, you know, everything came together. Like I said, we called him a professor.
Mm-hmm.
B
Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good name, you know. It's not nothing bad about it. It's just saying that he listens and watches and pay attention to a lot of stuff that goes on in the Grudge game, and he put his output on it, and he tried to be down the middle, you know, as best he can, and you know, and then just give his opinion, you know, whether you like it or not. So that's what it is.
Yeah, appreciate that, brother.
I want to ask you, Whit, and I want to ask you, Uncle Larry. I'm gonna let you guys go in on what I'm gonna ask you guys one at a time. Who inspired you guys to start drag racing? And was it somebody in your life or a car you saw? But what was it to inspire you to get into drag racing and especially grudge racing? What was it? I'm gonna start with Uncle Larry first. We gotta respect our elders.
What inspired me to start drag racing back during the time when I drag raced? I started drag racing in '71. It was C.W. Wilson. Back during that time, a lot of people wasn't in the position that he was in. And he was using nitrous oxide, and nobody else never knew what nitrous oxide was. CW used to give people a block and a half and all that and go down there and catch them. And nobody never really understood what it was that he was doing. But he was study winning races, you know. And when the guy's a winner, a lot of people like winners. That was my inspiration. And then after that, that's when I got that 427 LED 69 Malibu, and when it has some things done to it, to the people that he was dealing with, and so far and so on, and it turned out pretty good for me. But that's who my inspiration was for drag racing. It was C.W. Wilson.
And that was a good choice, Larry, for a lot of them, wasn't it? He was a good choice for a lot of guys. I mean,
yes, he was.
He did exactly
what
you just said. It's exactly what he was doing.
Yes, sir. It took us years and years and years to figure out what was going on. We didn't know nothing about no nitrous oxide. Nobody did. But he did.
A Marvin Miller kit. Some don't even exist today.
Okay.
Now you chime in on me. Now you tell us who was your inspiration.
It was an uncle of mine. He was a street racer. He did a lot of street racing around North Memphis area. His name was Rip Reynolds. So he had a road runner. It was either a Charger or a road runner. He had a couple cars like that, several different cars and stuff. And he used to put me in the car with him and stuff, and we used to go riding around looking for races and stuff when I was a little kid. And he always inspired me to want to race and stuff. And a lot of the guys in the neighborhood used to come through the neighborhood with fast cars and bag down the street in reverse real fast and stuff. So I always liked the fast car. And I got my first race car when I was about 14. Well, I thought it was a race car. And I always ran around on the street. I always hung around the street, the racing, the race crowd, you know. That's what got me out the neighborhood. I found out where they racing at, and I leave the neighborhood and go wherever they were racing at, and hang out with all the fast boys. That's why I knew a lot of guys come from Chicago, because a lot of guys from Chicago used to come down here and race on the street a lot, Big Jerry and all them guys. I just hung around the race. Anybody knew at night when I'm gone, when they can't find me in the neighborhood, they already know I'm gone. I'm going where they racing at. And you know, I started meeting a lot of the heavy hitters. You know, Drag and Bobby, and Eric from up there, and just you know, I just ran all the fast, quick. You know, I knew all them guys personally. You know, it wasn't no. You know, it was personal. I knew Quick personally. Jerry, I talk to Jerry's sons and stuff all the time now. And So, you know, Hubba, Bubba, and Stompy, you know, we used to hang out at Stompy's house. You come to Memphis and you racing, if you don't go by Stompy's house, you ain't racing. So, you know, that's what inspired me. A lot of guys from the North area, you know, I didn't even know nothing about Georgia, none of it. Then I started running into them guys, you know, as we got bigger in the game, you know, started running into some different guys, Mike Hill and different guys like that, you know. And I ran into Mike, and I really liked it, Mike, a lot, because he was quiet, but he'll sneak up on you. He's bad. Mike bad guy, I'm gonna tell you. Mike Hill, one of the baddest guys you want to meet in the game race. He real quiet, but he real sharp. He real sharp. And that man touched my car one time. I was going 550s back then. I had a Mustang, big block Mustang. I was going 550. That man touched my car one time and changed two or three things around. I went in the 30s, I mean, just immediately. He said, I can get some more out of that car. And we got to end up getting a 20 out of that car. And he inspired me a whole lot too, with how he carried himself in the game, and always, you know, talk to the fans and, you know, deal with the fans and race at the same time, you know. So, like I said, you know, a lot of guys, you know, I watch drag, you know, I watch them come down here a lot and race, you know. I like to have drag, you know, carried himself. Drag didn't take no shit. That's what I liked about drag. He didn't take no shit, you know what I'm saying? So, then my bopper, you know, Big Bopper. I used to love Big Bopper. That was my buddy, man. That was my buddy, Big Marty.
Big Bopper.
Marty didn't know me. He pulled up at the shop one day. You know, Marty didn't like put no tires on his trailer. And he pulled up at the shop. I didn't even know Marty, man. He said, man, I'm Bobby's partner. I said, you the one Bobby be talking to in Chicago all the time? Yeah. I bought Bobby a bop, a set of tires, brand new trailer tires. Trailer tires, hot, they ain't cheap. I bought Bob a brand new damn set of trailer tires. I said, man, I don't, you got this big-ass trailer, man, you don't need to be popping no goddamn tires going away to Chicago. And ever since then, me and Bob, we were good buddies.
You was buying for a cheap motherfucker with.
Yeah, I liked him, though. I like Bob, man. Bobba can hear a person make a pass and don't even know, and be sitting in the truck and don't even know, and don't even see the car. He know exactly what car it is, and he gonna damn near tell you how fast they went. Me and Bobba had a bet that I told Bobba I was gonna go 550s with my car within 10 passes. He said, nope, you ain't gonna do it. It won't happen. And I didn't. I lost that bet. I would go 570. He said, you're gonna go 550, but not right now. You go it. And like I said, man, them guys, man, I inspired from them guys, Bobby Cole. I know a bunch of legends in the race game. But you know, like I said, I'm just holding up. We ain't never got a chance to tie up, but I imagine we will. No, you stop by the shop all the time when he come through. Yeah, them small blocks, them old gangster small blocks. And but we ain't never tied up yet. But I imagine we will. That'd be somebody I really want to tie up with in the grudge game. You know, I wanted to tie up with Cali, but we never did get a chance to tie up with Cali. I liked the Cali. He was trying to, you know, go to. But
Hey, Whit, I got a question for you, man. Since you are very knowledgeable about drag racing, with your $200,000 race car, when it goes down the track, is your driver comfortable up in there?
Shit, I imagine he was, you know. Actually, my driver now, he grew to drive, you know. The fastest we went is the fastest he's been. So yeah. he growed You know, he grew to driving, you know what I'm saying? He had never been that fast when we put him in the car, you know. But he told me he could drive the car, you know. So every time he make a pass, he come back. I said, what if he, well, you like it, you know. He like, yeah, I'm fine. It feel good, you know. He'll tell me what the car is doing and ain't doing and everything. So, you know, like I said, you just have to have a relationship with your driver. You have to know if he's comfortable in that car. Several times, I knew my driver wasn't comfortable. I said, I need to change this and I need to do this because he's not comfortable with the car doing this. So, you know, you have to kind of build a relationship with your driver, your team, your tuner, and know what's going on with it. You got to be hands-on with stuff.
You make some kind of changes, you know. You don't want to make sure, you make sure he can say, you know, the gas pedals to their liking and shifters to their liking, all this, you know, make them comfortable. Because you don't want nobody driving your $200,000 race car down the track that is not comfortable.
Hey, kid, leave it alone, kid.
No, you don't want that now.
No.
I wouldn't, you know. That's just going to be some nervous racing. You hoping they don't wreck, and they hoping they don't wreck either. So, you know, I try to, when I build my car, when I, like, we built this car, we, this new car coming out, it should be, we should make a pass. I talked to my guy, we should make a pass in it next week. We're going to try to shake it down and get a reading and stuff on it. We built this one to try to, you know, well, we won't have to work on it in track. Well, you know, that ain't going to happen. You know, we're going to work on it and have a problem. We already had a problem. We broke a rock 2 days after we crunk it up. So you're going to have to deal with the problem. And if you don't deal with it, then you're going to have more problems.
Right.
So
but
we built
this
trying to.
All these good drivers that I know, Drag, Bobby, and. You know, quite a few more of them. They was all comfortable when they were driving their car. You know, they wasn't.
I ain't gonna say they
were
comfortable. But I say they wanted to drive. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to drive because you know, every time you make a pass in that car, it your stomach feels like it feels when you finna go grudge race. You know, even if it's for free when you. If you're making a pass for a car.
One of the things that freed them guys up to become good and better and great drivers was that they started out driving trap cars. I mean, I've seen Drag go down the track. You know, we used to put the tape on the steering wheel where you could lay your arm on the wheel to hold the wheel straight. And as you look at the film and you went down the track, the car started from east and west, the wheel, and you end up north and south. So they grew up driving junk cars. So when they got the opportunity to drive some good cars and better cars, it really made them a better driver because they already knew how to drive from wrestling with cars.
Right.
Hey, I ain't got to wrestle with this car no more. You know, man, I'm free of this car.
And that was a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big difference. Yeah, it's totally different. Yeah, we had a bunch of cars you had to wrestle with, too, you know. We had a few cars you had to wrestle with. Mustangs and stuff. That was old power in the chassis and stuff. And then we started doing stuff to the cars to make it a little smooth. Make it smoother. That's why I like to progress. A lot of guys like the banking, you know, and a lot of guys like to progress and all that stuff. But I like to progress. It make the car so smooth. And smooth is fast. You know,
that's
these guys with this banking, you know, they make it real smooth with the banking too. You know, if you know what you're doing, you can go in there and bank it and have a car real smooth too, like a lot of these guys is running. You know, like I said, smooth is fast. You got a good car going straight, going pretty smooth. And I basically like to have my driver don't just letting the button go. I want everything to come on its own. I don't want him to have to shift. I don't want him to have to press the third put the third kid on. I don't want him to have to do nothing but sit back and ride. So I got my car set up where everything come on his own. It shift itself, you know. And all he got to do is reach up and hit the chute.
Yeah. That is true.
It makes it a lot easier for your driver, you know. If he ain't got to wait and reach over and shift the car and this and that, he can concentrate on driving.
Yep.
That's what
that's what it's all about. Which I appreciate. I mean, Cadillac, appreciate you tuning in to our first show tonight on Clocks Off, man. And like I say, man, good luck tomorrow and the weekend, man. Going down there whooping you some ass. And I hope you come out victorious, brother.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to go over there and do what they do, you know. Hopefully we do come out victorious. We're looking for some victories, some W's, I can tell you that. Tony Bam is a little ahead of us right now, I believe. We'll catch him. He ain't far up there. We'll catch him.
That's what it's about, brother. That's what it's about. Hey, Terrell, do we still got Terrell on the line? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Terrell, so who inspired you, man, to get your race car? Who inspired you on the east side, man? Who inspired you, brother?
Well, you know, I grew up on South Chicago. That's where we always hang out and race at. So I was a kid, I used to go up there and watch the cars ride. And, fell in love with it since then. I used to hang at US 30. I was a kid for my mom. So I took off from there, man. Just got my first little fake race car. It was a Mustang, little six-cylinder. Thought I was doing something, and I just kept going up from there. And never looked back. And then the guys in the neighborhood had cars like Sherman and Mountain Dew, a couple of fellas. I watched the race all the time. I see the guys from West Side come to South Chicago and run. And, man, just kept watching them and, you know, getting to know those guys and took off from there and never looked back.
Man, that's what's up, bro. On the real, man. That's, you know, that's what promote these days now on the future, man. Is about locking in, not arguing, and you know, you can do a little trash talking and stuff like that. But you know, all the talk radios are for locking in and for guys that's from the south, north, east, west, other countries to listen to us guys, man, and fellowship with one another. So when we do get to the track and stuff like that, we still got a good attitude, although we did have a small argument over the phone or whatever, or what have you. It's good to, you know, to fellowship with one another, man, you know, and that's what it's all about, man. One race into another, man. We have love for one another, man. Especially as grudge racers, because we basically the last of the last. We not professionals. We try to get to be professionals and get the sponsors and stuff like that. So, you know, with the professional guys, they have to have somebody in their life to inspire them to get in one of those cars or buy a car and not drive it or, you know, and love drag racing, you know. So that's the reason I'm asking this question tonight. You know, yeah. I just, you know, it's a free fall Friday.
And baby boy. Wanted,
you know, to let everybody know that, you know, grudge racing is live and is well, and I hope it do better than what it's doing. You know, without arguing and, you know, the disrespect as far as, you know, with one another. You know, let's let it grow, man. Go
and
ahead.
Baby
go
boy.
Ahead. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And baby boy. And then my brother, man, you know, I gave him his first, I gave him my race car because I started getting to the car shows and antiques in old school. So, like, about about 4 years, I ran that antique, and I was on all the car shows. My brother was going to the racetrack, because I gave him my race car, and he built off from that. And then I started going to the track with him, and I fell back in love with it. Like, man, I didn't get back out here. So then I sold my old school, and then I started building another race car, and now we're both doing it together.
Man, ain't nothing like some family racing. Now, do you guys race each other, man, like here and there, like, you know, you give me a
yeah,
spot.
We'll talk shit and then we get to the track and then our first shakedown pass we just race against each other, you know. We might race for racing no money like that though, but we might do a race for some a nitrous bottle fill up, you know what I'm saying? Or some racing fuels and shit that we need for our cars. That's what we'll do it for. We don't do it for no cash.
Right. Just put it back in the car.
Right.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You know, we got somebody else was on. I don't know. I think it's a kid.
Yeah.
Who inspired you, brother? Who inspired you to start drag racing and when you fell in love with drag racing? And when, now you tell us when you started following. I can't
begin to tell you. But it was just so many people. You know, just so many people. I couldn't begin to tell you. Osa, Papa John, Harry Dahl, CW. You know, just drag. You know, just so many different people. I couldn't even.
So you got to think back now. What? First time you start to really the love of this of a car going down the track. Now you got to tell me now what. Was you a kid, or I know you weren't old enough. You damn old as dirt now. You understand what I'm saying? So you gotta recollect and remember about when you first started coming around them cars, man. You know, I know back then a lot of them guys didn't have no fast cars back in the US 30 area or stuff like that. So tell me about it, bro.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's so many different people, man. You know, back in the day, I used to hang with a guy named Papa John, and that was my inspiration. He had a 67 Nova called What You See Is What You Get. And that was my inspiration back in the day. And like I said, I started meeting up with people, Harry Dahl, Tony Benson, Hosted Trice, all these guys, And it just, California from there.
Can you tell us about some of the good races that you saw either at the track or on the street or something like that, or tell us some history about about drag racing back then and drag racing today? Can you?
Yeah, well, like I said, it was so many different drag races, man. We had 3 races in one day. We whooped Osa Trice, we whooped James Smith, and we whooped Punchy. We had a parlay, a trifecta. That was one good day. Like I said, it was a bunch. I can't remember them all. And we had a motorcycle race when I was fooling around with Tim. And we ran Jamie from out south. Both of them had turbos and down on Damon and Fulton. And, they ran through the streets so fast, and the police called themselves down there blocking the streets. The police was wondering when they're going to ever come through. Said, man, them cars are damn near back to the motorcycles are back, damn near back to the shop. They said, the race has been over. He said, damn, I didn't even see them come through. Like I said, so many different races, man. I just can't elaborate on all of them,
Right. Well, like I say, man, it's a fun time when you can hear the history of the game, And like Witt said, it's a lot that comes along with this game, man. Due to the fact that a lot of guys nowadays they put so many stipulations in it, and instead of just going out of race, so. It gives the game a black eye to the point that just because I got a Chevrolet and you got a Dodge and you got a big tie, I got a little tie. Nowadays it shouldn't really matter nowadays because you got so much technology with these cars and the chassis builders and the suspension and the stuff like that and so. The motors and it shouldn't matter. You basically tip the tie, and I got a small tie, you got a big tie. I'm going to try to engage with you, brother. So, I like I say, man, I was telling Mr. D earlier, man, wrong with your brum. That's how you built your car? and you want to race me, and you putting all these stipulations and all, if you want me that bad, get me. Get me then. If you want me that bad, get me. And let's have some fun. We'll talk about it, have lunch or a beer or whatever, you know. And that's what it's all about, man, you know. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, what's going on?
Who inspired you?
Honestly, my dad. You know, my dad got me into it when I came on mama's womb. You know, we was a racing family, and I would say a couple of years, you know, we got away from it because mom and dad divorced and stuff like that. And then, you know, Mitch and me and my brother, we got back into it. And, you know, the guys, you know, that I know, like Doc James, Wayne, all them guys in Detroit, you know, I just got to watch them street race. And I said, you know what, I'm going to put them in the car back together. And I finally did it. You know, I'm not the fastest guy, but, you know, I enjoy having fun with what I got. You know what I'm saying? You know, it gets times where, like, oh, man, just fuck this shit, you know. But listen to Wick and Mr. D and Uncle Larry and you and everybody else, you know, I hold on, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, baby.
Damn, the show cut off? What happened to the show? Oh.
No, it's here. Baby boy.
I was just listening. Yeah, I was just, you know, we got anybody else that didn't have no inspiration yet? I was trying to get everybody else inspiration.
Hey, can I say something real quick? The first time I met Mr. D and it was back in 1999. We was out at the Soul Nationals. I never seen Buick run so damn fast in my life. And back at that time, my car wasn't as fast as it was then, but, you know, people do what they want to say, but, you know, like Wick said tonight, being them, I know them guys back in the day, you know. Them guys ain't nothing to play with them old Buicks, you know. I just hope if D give me something, I'm going to try him.
Elaine.
So, Kevin, you trying to lock in with him, or what are you trying to do? You trying to catch him at a track and do something to him?
No, I just want to run a legend. I like to run legends.
Oh, okay.
You know, somebody move, some
nobody
get guys.
Hurt.
Exactly.
Nobody
but
move,
like,
nobody
hey,
get
Kevin,
hurt.
Let me tell baby this right quick. And baby, you know, you was doing your job, really, when you was badgering a kid to give you some names on who was first, but if you go back to when you was talking to Wick, you say he named some guys, and then he would think, and he would name some more guys. I threw out a few names myself early, but there are a lot more names, man. There's so many more names you could say was inspiration to you in this drag racing world that we so love. Starchild was one that comes to mind as I'm sitting here. Man, to watch that guy, watch his wife take the wig and whooping was just something to watch back in the day. You know, and like Larry was saying about CW, man, most of us that's in the racing field here in the city, we saw look at CW marvel at and said, man, one day, you know, I want to run out there. I want to be, because the man did things that was almost unheard of. You know, he was taking Cadillacs and just whooping people left and right. And you want to be able to do that. If you love what you're doing, you want to be the fastest at it, you know. So the names just keep popping up, you know.
You got to remember Dwight from the west side. Dwight.
Yeah. Like I heard you all talking about Cash, you know, Mick Country. There's another one right there. You know, he's dead and gone now.
You got to remember all them cats, man. Yeah.
Dad was about to get racing and loved it. You know, I mean, he loved it. I'm going to tell you another guy that he got out of racing, But for the few years he was in a race, man, he was something else. It's a guy we call Munkerich. Him and I was good partners at one time. Munkerich used to, I saw him go buy a new car. Well, not so much new, but new to him. And put notches on it. Had the ball sitting on the front seat with it. Right there on Wilkes Street Racing.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he come around racing now. He don't race no more. But he wanted to win his whole family race. His whole family. George Flagg, there's another one, you know. I mean, you know, these names, man, if we sit on this phone.
These names can keep ringing on. They can keep ringing now.
Ain't no doubt. And each one of them has some part of inspiration to you, you know. Each one of them gave off. Junior Griffin, another one, you know. When I met Junior, man, he was one of the fastest guys I ever seen with a truck. I thought, you know, El Camino, you know, one of the fastest guys I ever seen.
What about Zorro?
There's another one. In fact, young man on my block just mentioned him just a few days ago to me. I'm like, yeah, I think I know him. You know. Keith Armour, perfect. That guy right there, quiet guy. Him and I met on the way. I heard the sound. I'm such a beauty freak, but I heard the sound like, that sound like a beauty. And he comes chuckling up with his 70 years, you know. And man, I'm like, man, he quick, you know. So the names, man, Bopper, like Marty was talking about Bopper. Bopper had probably one of the fastest Dodge I had ever seen in my life. You know.
What about Quick Carl?
Cars and bikes, you know.
He was more than motorcycles.
Yeah, he rode motorcycles. You got to remember Jack. Hungry Jack. There's so many guys, you know. But, you know, you got the main cat, though. You know who that was, D?
Who that? Me?
The emphasis. No, Cadillac. Man, Cadillac was rough. Hey kid, tell him something about that history on the lag, man. Tell him about the lag, man. You know, I know you've been holding it back, man. Let it out. Let him know.
I don't know, man. I don't know how you're doing, champ.
Hey, hello. Gentlemen, ladies, how's everybody doing this evening?
We doing fine, champ.
Yeah.
You ready for next week?
That's me. I'm the champ.
I'm ready.
Is Rick still there? Is Rick still on the line?
I'm still here, Kevin.
All right, hey, Wick, we got something to play for you, man. Everybody said we're going to play this for Wick tonight.
How you doing, champ?
Hey, champ.
What's going on?
Hello, is this a gentleman, lady? How's everybody doing this evening?
We doing fine, champ. You ready for next week?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
That's not like Jay Barnes, man.
Well, you.
That's not like Jay Barnes.
Getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, because next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now.
Come on, baby.
Took a while, but I got it.
Well, you people enjoy your meal. Come on, baby.
Boy, y'all making me want to go on here and put that movie in the DVD player.
Hey, man, put it in, baby, put it in. But see, that's the whole kid. That's the kid put it out there right. Okay, you laid it down. That's Cadillac. There you go. Now you know what I know.
Hey,
now
Cadillac.
I know what you know.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I thought that was J Ball, man.
Shut up, Terrell.
Hey, Terrell. Terrell, we got one for you. We got one for you, Terrell. Hold on 1 second. We got a sound bite for you.
Hey, girl. You going to eat your cornbread?
Oh, Trevor. Don't say that, Jack.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I think you're talking to me.
not at all. I want you to have it. Willie, you mind passing this down to...
Hey, no, hi, don't pass your cornbread to him. That's your cornbread.
Ray, I'm a grown man, okay? I'm not going to eat this cornbread. If he wants the cornbread, damn it. Have the cornbread.
Now, if he wants some cornbread, let him go up to the front and get his own portion of cornbread. That's your cornbread. Fuck him. Hey, man, he going to eat his cornbread, all right? Fuck you, Ray.
Look, I don't need you to take up for me. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I can handle it.
If you let him have your cornbread, you're going to be ironing his drawers and clipping his toenails.
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
Oh, motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Now, fuck him. Fuck that. Because I'm from New York City, goddammit. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that go for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
That can be Long Island Joe. You know, everybody said it for us, Long Island Joe. He's doing some medical issues right now. So, you know, everybody got a prayer at night and I sent out to him. And don't forget, we got Long Island Joe show on Saturday night at 7:30. And we also got Uncle Larry and Mr. D tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at the same time. So you guys go ahead and do your thing, man. I'm getting off.
Hey, don't look at Joe look like Leon. I love him. Pay attention.
Ozzy. Okay, dear Kevin.
I just want to know what's my name? What's my
Ray
name?
Bars.
How you doing, champ?
Hey, champ.
What's going on?
Hello, is this a gentleman, a lady? How's everybody doing this evening?
We doing fine, champ. You ready for next week?
Ready? Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga. You see, next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
That was both silly.
You got knocked the fuck out, bitch!
That's it. No, clocksoff.com, check it out. Clocksoff.com, get your t-shirts, get your hat, and get you some shoes, and say, I'm on and popping.
Hey, is there a picture of one of the midgets on the shirt?
Man, no doubt. We got four of them. Pick which one you want. You can customize it.
I want the one with the smallest midget because my paper is a little short.
Big Mom, what up, Big Mom?
Hey, little baby boy, what's happening? What's going down with y'all, man? Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, are we going to catch you at the track this weekend?
Oh, no, that got to be Rob. Oh, man. Yeah, you're going to catch me at that NMCA. Yeah, I'm going to be right there. Yeah. Yeah, bring your old lady popcorn stuff on me, and I pay for the show and everything. Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, because I do want to see the Planet of the Apes this weekend.
Okay, I'm going to make sure.
They wasting all weekend, Big Mark. I don't mean to cut y'all off. Y'all, they wasting all weekend, or they're wasting just tomorrow? They wasting all weekend.
All
right?
Weekend, man. All weekend. But boy, they're going to get it on tomorrow and Sunday. They're going to get down. I'm going to be right there, too. I ain't going to miss it. Yeah, so, Rod, I'm going to be looking for you.
They have somebody graduating up there. I promise you.
Oh, man. You want to see some fast street cars, man. Them boys are going to be straight flying today. Well, I know they're flying today. I'm waiting to see some of that stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, they're going to have that 30-mile race with those street cars, 3 laps.
Well, I'm surprised you ain't doing no racing tomorrow. You ain't in none of that?
Man, I my trans and my converter's in the shop.
Oh, okay.
I was going to go ahead and put my red car in there, but they asked me to come to work, so I was like, I had to do the juggling. Gamble and lose the money. I'll go to work.
Right. I completely understand. Get that money.
Yeah. So I figure after I do a little overtime, I'm going to come to the track and do a little more overtime.
Okay. That sounds like a bad thing, but I'm going to limit my overtime. Y'all got a half hour to trim me, then I'm going to leave y'all alone. If I ain't doing half hour, I'm done. Hey, where Brother Will at? He on the air tonight?
They were looking for him. They say he called the show, and he said he won't call back, and he never called back. So I don't know.
Hey, if you talk to Big Will, you let him know the Cadillac said he got his money. Okay. Call in, tell him I got his money. Tell him I want him to get all his money because I don't want him to be trying to be out there doing a little something strange for a little change and a little peanut butter and jelly. Hey, Cadillac, let me get you
undivided attention for a minute. You and baby and myself, man, let's get together tomorrow. And you know what I want to do, like, let's get that done tomorrow so we can kind of get out of the way.
Hey, man, look at here. Where you at now, man? Where you at now? Why, we ain't got to put that off for tomorrow, man. Where you at?
I'm going to be in that. I'm in the truck now. Like, I'm going to be heading out of the highway in a couple of hours.
What part you going to be at? You going to be about 57?
I'm running out of Lafayette, Indiana. I got to run to Lafayette in the morning.
You going to Lafayette?
Yes, sir.
What time?
I got to be there at 7 in the morning. Really sick.
Well, I ain't going to be up at 7 in the morning. I ain't going to even lie to
you. What I can do is
turn over.
I can contact you as soon as I come back across the board. I can contact you, you know, and we
man, contact me. Hey, man, look at here. I tell you what, I'm going to blow your phone up about 11, by 12 o'clock, see where you at, man.
Sounds like a winner.
That sound like a winner?
That sounds like a winner.
So that's all. Let you know, you was on something today. That ain't my fault.
Yeah, I was going to put him in high gear.
I'm going to let you slide with that. I'm just letting you know. That's all I'm going to say. Next caller. Come on. Hey, man, I got to ask y'all a question because, you know, I just tuned in maybe a few minutes ago, so I don't know what's been going on. What's the deal with this North-South thing at 41 Sunday? Y'all supporting that? What's going on with that?
You say what?
The race Saturday at 41, North versus South.
What Saturday? This Saturday or next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
No, I'm not supporting it. No.
No, okay.
No, I won't be there.
That's a Chi-Town business race.
Yeah, I won't be at that race.
Hey, Big Mark, it's not nothing personal against Biz. It's not even business against Biz, man. It's against the track, you know. It has nothing to do with Biz, believe me. If Biz seen anywhere else other than 41, everyone that's saying they're not going, including myself, will flood the gates.
Jolly Rancher and Rambo going to be there.
I mean, a lot of the guys, practically everyone there, I want to see, you know, and kick it with, but my little 20, 30 may not hurt him, but it damn sure won't help him. We're not going to get it.
And this.
You know, but another track, man, when we know it's going to bubble, bubble, here we come.
Hey, but I tell you where I will be at, if you want to see the lack, I'll be at 131 Martin, Michigan, gets down, nickel. Thank you.
Yeah.
Line up. Let's get it down.
Yeah,
I'm taking all comers. Get up there or be square. Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. Cadillac said that. I'm on mute.
Cadillac, what kind of car you got?
I got a 68 Camaro. I got a 69 Blue. I got a 71 Valiant. I got a 78 Velari. Which kind of trouble you want? And wait a minute. And I do got a Mustang. And a 69 Killer Camaro. What they call Hugger. I got a variety of cars that I might go to the garage and say, like you said, if you catch it, itty, mitty, mighty, moe. Which one I need to catch to get on your toe, not talk to me. Call me. I'm on mute.
Well, I'm gonna be over there because I'm gonna be running drag. That's why I was asking, man. You gonna be a drag show with some of them cars?
Yes, sir. I will be a drag show. Yes, sir.
Well, I'll try you out with whichever one you want to bring. Don't make me no difference.
Hey, you know what? I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to play. I want to play. That's what I want to do.
That's what I want to do, too. So, you know,
that's it.
When I come over there for that weekend drag race, man, bring one up there, man. We can put on the show and get on down through there, too, you know.
Hey, that's what it's about. You said one thing earlier I like, and you just said it again. Let's put on a show. That's what it's about, man.
Showtime.
That's what, hey, I'm a little cat, but you know what? I like to do what the big dogs do, show out sometimes.
There you go.
If I don't do nothing, I'm going to burn a little bit more rubber than you. That's all.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Yeah, you got to get up there on that stage if you want to show out.
That's it, man. That's what it's all about, man. Hey, might get somebody to put a little peanut butter up there. See, we can get it to go with a little jelly roll.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that either.
Shut
up, man.
Hey, man, I'm just keeping it real, man. I'm bringing
it
back. Bringing.
That's why this race is important for me, man. To be able to,
know.
You know, line up with drag and come down through there, man, you know. That's history
hey, man.
Right there for me.
But see, the thing is, it's more important to you just to get up there and do your thing. That's it.
Yep.
When you line up with drag, you line up with a living legend, man.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Definitely going to have your hands full.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. You know, win or lose, it don't matter to me on that part. You know, I just want to get that other lane and be there with it. You know, we're going to cut that tree down together.
See, now you said something right there. When you open that up, it don't matter if you win or lose. That's what a lot of guys got to understand, man. You can't be scared. If you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. You just bow gracefully. That's all it is. You come back another day.
Well, just put it in the proper terms, Kelly. Like, I want to win, but I'm not going to kill myself if I lose. You know?
No.
Everybody wants to win.
The
right. Everybody wants to win, but be able to accept the loss if it comes that way, you know, and continue on. Mm-hmm.
One of my best
friends at racing, and racing world, Oldest Rice told me a long time ago, he said, D.C., whoop your friends, they make better friends. And he proceeded to prove that to him by beating me twice. You know, and we the best of friends. Talked to him yesterday for a long time.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, D.,
what my plan is, D, I plan on putting my foot on a lot of them next. The ones that doubted me, them the ones I really gonna make a footstool out of. Because all of my haters and doubters I like there, I'm going to put them up. I'm going to let them know the night is here, baby. Cadillac coming through on them 20, on them 30s. I might show you a gangster or two. I might. Depending on how I see it.
Hey, baby. You know, he just kind of just used the name, man. They just brought another man back to mind as I was sitting there. You was asking the question about who inspired you. This guy, he didn't do so much as say inspired me in racing, but he was a big inspiration to racing. And that's what we used to call him, gangster. He was one of the biggest fools ever touched down in the drag racing world. Man,
I just saw him about 2 weeks ago hanging out with him.
Yeah, when you said gangster, made me think about it, man. Gangster was a bad man in racing. He, like I said, not only was inspired, but he had a lot of inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, when you get to talking, man, you got to realize somebody can say something and take you right back to that day when you was out there engaging, watching, being the biggest fan or whatever, man. My thing was, back in the day, I took $5. I took $5 deep and ran $5 into $350. with a junk car. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about an ordinary driver, Flintstone action. That's how bad I wanted to race. I went down there and ran these guys from the guard. They had a 74 Cutlass. They was talking big trash. Man, I bet all the money I had. I called a bet. Man, I say, come on. I got up there, didn't have no brakes, and this was the killer. The heater coil was leaking, and it stained up the windows. But I raced that car, man. I raced that car. Just like I was telling Baby earlier, things that you used to would do, you would think about doing it now. You be cautious. If you see the little streets, man, I ain't going to. I'm off the gas. But when you young, you don't care. All thing you want to do is get the victory.
That's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all, man. You just have a lot of fun on Dirty Road, man. And up there on Ogden. What's that? Ogden. Was it Kaufman?
Kaufman.
Anybody
in
the
Yeah.
Man, we have some fun over there, man. We have some fun over there, man.
Yep.
You just have big fun over there, man. So this drag racing thing is been really around the globe, man. It's around the globe. It's never been on the statue. It's been on that. But like this radio and social media, it's never been there, man. It's on a whole different page, man. You got folks in Australia do drag racing, man.
How do you think back then, and you had the technology you had, you got today. As far as the talk shows and the YouTubes and stuff like that, and with the internet per se, how do you think that would add out back then, D?
It's funny you said that, baby, because I was getting at the thought earlier when you were talking about the stuff, the you know, at 86, Buick Grand National came out with a V6 turbo charge and was flying. And in reality, it was nothing new. It was an engine that had been done 40 years ago, really. They just didn't know how to get the power out of it. And later on in life, they figured out how to make it make power. Put an uncooler on it, put a turbo in it, keep it cool, and then fly. Today, we find a lot of things that we find in racing, like this banking thing, for instance. They're banking the system. But what they do now is that they have a piece of material, a piece of computer world that does it. As it was back in the old days, you did it by hand. You turn one on, then you turn one on, then you turn one on. So, three stages and four stages. And, you know, we created, actually what I'm saying is that we created this stuff. They just did a new twist to it, and they pushed to get to another level, but sometimes I wonder, is it really at another level? If YouTube had been around back in the days when street racing was at its best, the things you see these outlaw guys doing now, you would have seen it then. We ran as street race. We ran any race, any way, anywhere, anyhow. It made no difference. Somehow that Rado said someone down there, he said, you know, we used to shit it. Interstate, shut it down. It felt like we were doing nothing wrong. Couldn't have one tell us we were doing anything wrong. I've seen as much as 200 or 300 guys walk up a ramp the wrong way, driving up a ramp the wrong way to get on total road to run a race. So just think, if YouTube had been around back then, it'd probably be more people than jail. That's probably happened. Yeah. We had video cameras, but we didn't think of putting no stuff on. No. No. Like Drag said once before, we were guys, they came from the magazines over there to the Cosmo 2 film. We ran them off. We didn't want to be on that. But nowadays, you do everything to get seen. You know, it's a way of putting yourself global. You do everything that you can possibly think of to be seen. When Johnny show up or BET show up the track, you're gutting for attention to get seen. As to what back in the 80s, you did everything to hide from those cameras. You know, so that's the difference in YouTube then and say YouTube now.
Yeah. Well, I think me personally, I think it probably would have been more informative for guys to really see the essence of street racing, quote unquote drag race, grudge racing. Now, you know what I'm saying? Because you know you had guys that we didn't hear of, that we hear of today, back way back when, and I know it's a whole bunch of guys from here, from Chicago land area, that was looking for guys to go to Al South to race, and which a couple of them did. A lot of them did, you know, go to Al South, and like Rich said, you know, a lot of guys from, you know, we named a whole bunch of guys from Chicago that used to come down to Memphis and, you know, come by a shop and, you know, a lot of guys just throughout, you know, just street racing in general, you know.
Well, I'm going to say this. That could have very, very easily been way, way more guys, man, tremendously a lot more guys going south to race. That was only one problem that kept guys from going out of state to race, including myself. That was one problem. And the problem was that, hell, we was racing it every night. You know, Kid would contest to that. We was racing here every night. Larry can tell you, the older guys on the other day, we didn't have time to travel. Racing was at its peak in the 80s. Man, everybody had some type of shop somewhere. And you drag race every freaking day. So you didn't have time. As it was now, YouTube have came about and guys get to do just that, travel. And what it did do, it opened your eyes to traveling and it closed your eyes on the other hand because it made a lot of guys scared of the next man. I didn't know you. I didn't know Wicks. I didn't have enough sense to be scared of him. If he showed up with a car, I feel like I could whoop him. I was going to try it. As it was now, if you show up with a car, oh, here come baby. Tell man, D, I seen that car on YouTube. Man, he went 8-0s, you know. He went 720s. See, you didn't have that luxury back in the days. And sometimes luxury tend to hinder things.
But that's another thing, too. You know, that's a good thing to talk about also. Cock blocking races, man. You know, whatever he ran, who gives a fuck? I'm trying him anyway. I want whooping ass that bad. Come on, I don't give a hell. He went 750. If I think I can move on him, like Big Ron said, I'm a kill on the tree. Guess what? He got a problem on his hand, and I can run without. He don't have a problem on his hand. You know, and that's what's
cock blocking racing to be. Yeah, you guys have heard me say before, we have betted our hard-earned money, man, on races that Drag was driving, and we knew if Drag didn't jump this gap, we was in trouble. But we were willing to take our chance that the Twister was going to move first. He was so big back then, we used to call him Twister because his knees were like, you let me by, I'll let you by. You let me by, I'll let you by. But when he finally balled up in that car and get twisted up in there and get halfway straight, we felt like he was going to move first, and that's what we needed to win. And see, those type of races would never take place today. Too close for comfort. We didn't have anybody that was too close for comfort back then.
I'm glad you said that because that's the luxury that the 2014, 2000, the guys that's in the grudge racing now, that's the luxury that they have is that, like, you see Tony Wright. Tony Wright say, if I leave on here, it's over with. The man got a mean 60 foot.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed a guy that got the same 60 foot that he got, or he moved an inch more than Tony Wright did. Tony Wright got ass whooping coming, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it that's the luxury that the new racers got more so than off the tree. They off the tree now more so than off expectation on the street and just, I'm going to let the brake go right here and he going to chase me.
But you know something about that luxury? It's a bad luxury to have. It's not good for racing. That's the problem. It's a bad luxury to have. See, we didn't want that luxury back in the days when I was able to race back in the 80s. We didn't want that luxury. We didn't want you coming telling us what they got ran because we wanted to race it. At all costs, we wanted to run. We wanted to be able to say, I beat you. We would be walking around your garage. I had a cape that I used to wear called a GS Man. And every time my lady went down, I put my cape on. You know what I'm saying? So that's a luxury we wanted to have. We'll say we beat you. We didn't want the luxury thing. Man, this man already showed what you can run. We didn't want that.
No, you wanted those bragging rights back in the day.
That's it, man. That's it. I mean,
but
that's Junior, the God-given truth. That's it.
But Junior had a rush, is it?
You have nothing. Everybody had support. Everybody back in the days had a portion of money. Some had a little more than us. Some had less than us. But we was all doing pretty good. As they said, everybody could eat. So with everybody eating, you wanted bragging rights. It wasn't your money. You and Dee Dee said this in a minute. Dee Dee said, I ran you from 50 and up. And that opened the door for racing. You know, because it's more about the bragging rights than about the money. Not if you're, I mean, that's if you're a true racer. If you're a true racer, it's not about the money. Because you're not going to never recover. I don't know if no one can ever say they ever have truly recovered the money they put in a race car. You know, it's our drug. It's our dope. So it is.
Well, the thing is about it, G-Man, I think me personally, I look at it like the enjoyment and the love for it, and that's why I brought the question up of who inspired you guys to start getting into drag racing and getting into a fast car. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you'll never get it back. Hell no, you'll never get it back. But, you know, somebody had to trigger that element in your brain to say, you know what, I want something fast, man. I want something fast, and I want something fast now.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, is so many different people can inspire you. You can be inspired in so many different ways. Like, one guy inspired me to want to race. Another guy inspired me to want to go fast. Another guy inspired you to want to go faster because you're looking at him instead of going faster and faster. And man, I want to be able to run like that. You know, I want to be able to do that.
I got in the street racing with some of my friends, and they used to drive my car for me all the time. And I'd watch them race, and we winning money and everything. And take the car to the track. They running at the track. I want to try this. We lost a race one night.
and I got in and started driving from that point. And the car at that time, fast as it was running, my first time down the drag strip, I took the car and went 2/10 faster than the guy that was driving the car for me all the time on the street. So once I got started, there wasn't no stopping. And I had my best fun and from 76 to about 80. Man. And this motor that I'm finna put together now that I'm running all motor, this is the first time I ain't used nitrous on a motor since about 1979. So it's been a long journey. I got hooked on that nitrous, and I said, I'm going to leave it alone now. I ain't had a good running motor car since about 78. So this race with drag will be a real big one for me.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, Mr. Melvin, man. It's about keep doing what you're doing and living and moving forward in life. And it's 2014, man. And like he said, with the cars and the technology today, you gotta have big money to mess around with one of those cars. You will be. And the consistency with one of those cars, man, you basically gotta have a motor car or a car that's set up to be consistent. You know, from the chassis to suspension to everything gotta basically work perfect for that car to keep on coming down the track the same time or you know. A little half a pitch faster than what you're doing, you know. So you gotta have that financial backing when you mess with one of these cars nowadays, and you say you love racing, you know. So Big Mog, you still on, Big Mog? Everybody sleep? Y'all went to sleep?
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Okay. I was just
being quiet because, you know, me and my big mouth, I talk so much. I thought I'd give someone else a chance to talk a little bit.
You know, your knowledge is power, man. You know, it's
party people, yo, get funky. So silent folks, yo, get funky.
Ooh-wee. Hey, man, we on time, though.
Party people, yo, get funky. So silent folks, yo, get funky. The Zulu Nation, then yo get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just hit funky.
Come on, one more time.
Party people, then yo get funky. So silent folks, then yo get funky. The Zulu Nation, then yo get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just hit funky.
Hey, like, baby, you there?
I'm right here.
Let me say this right quick while I'm thinking about it, too. You know, we here at Clark's Off, man, we do what we do because that's our show, that's our station, that's our challenge, we're going to work it. But we want to reach out to the guys in the South, and I really would love for more than Bro Wick to call, you know. Don't just call and not hit the button, but, man, we want to hear you all input on our show as well. We sure you all enjoy if we come on yours. You know, my partner in crime has made a slogan very, very famous. It's been around for a long time. It's called fellowshipping. And we really want you guys to come on and share knowledge and fellowship with us. We're doing it for you guys. We call your show. We may not hit the one button all the time, but we call you guys shows all the time. And all the time we don't get in where we can't get in. You know, so we would like for you guys to participate with us. And let's keep it moving. It's all about drag racing. It's not about no big eyes and little you. It's all about drag racing, brother.
I agree with that. You got that right. I said that earlier. On the real, you got that right, man.
Cause we support whoever, anybody that's doing something that's positive. I think the guys from Chicagoland area, Midwest man area, far as Detroit, Michigan, Indiana, all in the Midwest, we do support because we love drag racing. And as far as that, you said the magic word, man, fellowshipping, man.
That's it. That's the whole thing. You got a fellowship, man. And that goes all the way around the country. We want everybody to tune in, man. One nation. Under the groove, baby.
Let's party. Right.
That's 100. What a 1,000 saying, booyah.
Like you a fool, boy.
Hey, man, it's kind of like Joe, man, with the lunch, man.
It's kind of like Joe. Kind of like Joe.
Yeah, what up, man?
I got something I want to tell you.
What? You want to tell
Don't
me,
you-
Terrell?
Won't you fellowship on these nuts?
Hey, you know what? Check this out. What about some peanut butter and some jelly for you, boy, in your mouth? Nah, you know you stupid. Hey, these nuts, boy. That's your real, boy. That's your real. That's your real. Don't you get something going, boy.
Hey, Uncle D.
I want to
say
that. Go ahead, baby. I'm here.
Hey, me and Cadillac went out for lunch the other day, right? Man,
yeah.
We had some sandwiches, man. Man, we had gluttony, man. I ain't never ate that good and got that full in so long, man. I went clean home. I waved back to him. He waved back to me. He said, man, baby, I had to go home, go to sleep, man, on that one, man.
Hey, baby boy.
Yeah.
When you and Cadillac Joe at the lunch, did y'all get the booth and sit on the same side?
Say what?
When you and Cadillac Joe went out to eat, did you get a booth and sit on the same side?
Yeah, we had a table full of food.
I was talking about y'all get a booth for two. Y'all both sit on the same booth.
Hey, Terrell. Check these nuts out, boy. These nuts for you. That's Terrell, boy.
What's going on, man?
Josh Golf going on, man.
Yes, sir, Clark Golf.
That's it, baby. Tune in to the website. Get down.
Hey, Hootie. What up?
Hey, that's on the post, you know, on the phone, man.
What'd you say?
I said that's the only person you know is kind of like Joe on the phone.
Nah, baby boy, I was gonna say something to you, man. What's going on with you, man?
Who you need to hug up? What happened with you, Hootie?
Chillin', man.
You got
to trying to get it in.
You got that tie right there, Hootie?
No, man. I'm trying to get it back together now as we speak.
I know you a hard-working dude, man. I know you be working hard, boy.
Yeah, I'll be working hard, man. I'm trying to get the motor back together now and turn everything back together.
Well, that's what's up, bro.
Yeah. Hell yeah, but hey, man. Y'all doing a good job, man, on this show, man. And clocks off, baby.
Clocks off, baby.
All day and all night long. Clocks off. Gotta stick. Uncle Bleewood. Clocks off, baby.
Yes, sir.
They got the hat. They got the hat.
If y'all no longer associated with the other side,
what'd you say, Big Mom?
I say
y'all stepping from
Girl Link
now, right? Y'all
own situation,
right?
Yeah, we on our own station, man.
We on our own station now.
Hey, we appreciate the style. We done moved on, man. That's all.
Okay.
Man, hey, the reason why, man, is
we're
going to
come with checks bouncing on Big Mom.
Hey, man, get off the phone.
It's hard to get y'all on the internet.
It's really hard to pull you up on the internet.
Okay, we're working on that. We're going to get that together.
Work it, on it. You got the groove. Moves. Feel the groove. Feel it. What you want, you know you got it.
Man, I ain't heard that record in a long time.
Hey, that's a record I told Terrell about right there. Don't stop. TikTok, baby. Get your heels to clicking and get my money.
That was back in the days when you used to do it, man.
Tune.
Sound like
we're having a hot mix fire flashback. Yeah, we're having flashbacks, baby.
Hey,
Kayla. Yeah.
Get Terrell back on, because he said he dropped.
Tell me you got to call me.
Hey, Hootie, tell Terrell to call. Hold on, let me text him.
Hey, baby, you might have to pull him in on your line.
I got two lines open on my phone.